CNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Tell your friends.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly overview of what's going on, what's hot, if you will, in the news talk radio biz. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJD colleagues Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, going through the stories according to the research done for this week, April 13th to 17th, in review now from Talkers Magazine. List is at talkers.com. Stories, people, not a whole lot of change from last week, at least in terms of category. There certainly is a lot of new information as things change. Most of it, as you can imagine, is a focus on health and the politics of what's going on. Well, let's go through the list. The only thing that seems to be, not a part of it, and maybe it is in a sense, the relationship we have with Iran, what's going on there, that's number 10.
Kind of quiet, right?
Well, it has been. They've got their own problems, frankly.
Yeah.
They've got a horrible problem with the coronavirus, and they haven't dealt with it well because the rest of the world is sure to, they shut out the rest of the world, and the rest of the world shut them out. I think they've gotten some help from the Chinese, but it was the Chinese that caused the problem in the first place, and then they've gotten some from Russia. Yeah, but the people, the unrest in Iran is not being reported by the news media any more than the truth that of what's going on in China is being reported by the mainstream news media. But
well, there is no mainstream media in Iran. If you report anything, you're in jail. And
you're dead. I'm talking about inside the sources that might be able to get in. Like, there are always reporters that sneak into North Korea and come out with photos and video. You know, you can do it if you want to. But it doesn't seem to be, you know, the old expression that where there's a will, there's a way.
It
doesn't seem to be much. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Risking getting caught. Remember those, weren't there a couple of college students that got, was that in Iran or was that someplace else?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Iran, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, oof, what a mess. Number 9, the celebrity list of people who have COVID-19, people who are passing away. I don't think we were talking about Brian Dennehy dying at the age of 81. I do not believe it was from complications. He was a smoker, and you can probably tell that by looking at him, but it wasn't something that at least anything that I saw didn't indicate it. It was natural causes.
No, it wasn't coronavirus, I don't think. Yeah.
No. Uh-uh. No.
I think he'd been battling something, according to his family. They didn't say what, but something.
He didn't look good when he was on the last episode of The Blacklist. Playing Reddington's father, he didn't look good. He just didn't look good. Number 8, the education circumstances. I think there are a number of the implication here of colleges considering a new school year with no students on campus. Can you imagine these buildings and these campuses, these facilities? It may be not only summer classes would be canceled, but university chiefs are trying to figure out how to handle their incoming students and what happens in the fall. Is it too far out to be making these decisions at this point, do you think, or not?
I think so, but I think they're planning for it. And I know for sure in California, the governor was the first in the country to lay out his plan for reopening businesses, which we saw the president do this week, and we saw some other governors start to lay out things that would need to happen to get states back to business. And one of the things that's on Newsom's list is that schools will look very different, that it is possible that elementary, high school, middle school kids will go back in the fall, but that they'll have to cut class size, that they'll actually stagger schedules, which means less classroom time. They'll get rid of PE. They'll make lunch and recess look a whole lot different.
Yeah.
So it's,
but
yeah,
you know,
I think there's...
On that, Jennifer, a lot of youngsters, I've found out in our community anyway, but around the country, just the same thing, how many at-risk children are getting pretty much all their food from the schools.
They're still keeping it up, by the way. You still can get them. At least in California, there's a program where I shouldn't even say in California, in L.A., where I live, the L.A. Unified School District is still doing these meal pickup centers.
Yeah.
So even during coronavirus, you can still go and get your kids the two meals a day that they would have gotten. They're just not doing that third meal, which I guess they would do, a take-home meal. They're doing two meals, and parents can come and get them.
The end of the day. There is something that's sort of related to this. You know, the SNAP program for people who are on welfare, although welfare is not a politically correct term. That's really what it is. The programs have been cut back somewhat under the current administration. And I think, frankly, my own read on that is that the right people got cut off the program needed to be whittled down. Now, there are a lot of ways of applying it. One of the administrators for the community that I live called me yesterday and wanted to know if I would take SNAP payments for the ice cream that I'm selling on the farm. Many of you know that I'm a farmer.
What'd you
farmer.
Say? That's interesting.
I said yes. I said yeah. I don't even know how I asked her a little bit as to how the program works, because my other friend, the farmer that does the produce up the street, took it last year and apparently had a hard time getting his money. So he said to me, look out. But I went through the way it worked with this administrator, and I felt like, okay, you know what, excuse me, even if it didn't work well, I'd try it to help people out, especially at this time, even though ice cream, for most people, not me, is not an essential food, but it's really a way. There were so many people that came to the farm last weekend to take advantage of our first weekend of being open. You had to stay in the car. We had, you know, appropriate masks and gloves on everybody, and it was well done. So we're doing it again this weekend. And so the question from this person was, this weekend, if we send people up who can't, you know, they have a busload of people that are all disabled, but they are on assistance, will you take their SNAP cards? I guess that's what it is, right? Like a credit card? Take the SNAP cards and pay for it. I said, yeah, I would. And so we'll see where that goes. But there are a lot of people. I think that's part of, to go back to what we were initially talking about here with a focus on education, this is part of what we have been saying all along, ladies, that the world is going to change. It's going to take on a different face, a different structure. And some of these things are going to be more obvious than others. Some of them will be quicker than others. But I think there are going to be a lot of changes, especially if this thing continues and does affect our lives into the good weather months, which we're getting pretty close to bumping into now. Although you wouldn't believe it if you look at the forecast in the Northeast this weekend for 2 inches of snow. There hasn't been 2 inches of snow here, one storm all winter. So, it'd be interesting to see how this it does. The international students, I wonder about them. Are we still taking in as many international? That was one source of cash at my university.
There are kids who are, you know, who've already been accepted and are expecting to return, or returning students. And so what do you do with them? You know,
a lot of people were stuck here. They never went back. They were here going to school, and they just stayed.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Next up here is the psychology of this virus, the psychology of having it, the psychology of being cooped up in your homes, the psychology of living with or not your spouse. I saw another item of interest when it came to divorces. The risks now of you getting divorced have upped. The ante, you know, there is the people living in close quarters, they find that they don't like each other. So, you know.
Surprise.
See you later. I want a divorce. So, I mean, and so I would wonder how this affects, because normally when you say, oh, I want to get divorced, somebody moves out. But where are they moving to?
Nowhere. There are,
yeah. I mean,
and where will they be afford? Where can you afford to move? That's the other question.
I think the smart people are the ones who, as soon as they thought that this would happen, the stay-at-home order would happen, that they just bailed moved out then. Yeah.
You have some friends that did that, Victoria?
No, I was reading about Julianne Hough and her husband, so apparently that's what they did. They've been kind of, I guess, on the rocks for a while, and now they're separated while they're
quarantining. Isn't it funny? Every time I hear her name, I think her husband is the guy in the movie with her, where they were lovers and friends. She and the guy was married to Fergie.
Josh Duhamel.
Right. Mm-hmm. They were in that movie together. Funny. Every time I think of her, I think of him.
Maybe she should have married him.
Maybe.
I know. She might have been better off.
She doesn't seem too happy with the one she chose. So.
And he's divorced from Fergie now, too, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See?
And he's with some other lady.
How about me? How about a round of applause for me knowing what's going on in the gossip department?
I'm very impressed.
Well done, Dougie. Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of well done, we're going to have a couple of well done commercials here, and then we'll continue with our overview of the Talkers charts for this week with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has either compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrans for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrans at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles. All you got to do is dial them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go to progressive.com. Next item of interest, number 6 on the countdown list, the story of our relationship with China. This is my baby here. The Chinese at this point in time, and our knowledge, never mind our relationship with them, the knowledge that we are gleaning from how they have not only caused this, but the ramifications that more focus on how they've dug in and their claws into America the way they do, whether they need us or not. There's some people, because they're hurting for food, who say they need us and we should make them pay. And I think we should make them pay whatever we, you know, four times what it's worth. And the reason that I think that, in part, is because they have, for example, this story with Smithfield Foods and Nathan's Hot Dogs. They own the company that is that manufactures, if you will, the products that come from pork. The WH Group in China bought Smithfield a couple of years ago at the behest of Chinese government getting to the they went to the Justice Department and made their case
it would be better. We'd be, I mean, all of the same nonsense and garbage and unbelievable BS that all these companies come up with when they want to take over another company. But in this case, it was a Chinese group. So now they have ruined the economy of the world. This company, Smithfield, and Nathan's Hot Dogs are in trouble because the packing plants, if the people there have got a virus. So they're looking for a bailout. The Chinese government that owns the WH Group, that owns Smithfield, has come to our country, taken over the business, ruined it, and now they want a bailout from our government. Never mind chutzpah. But how do we let these things get, and do we learn? Is this one of the things we're learning as we go through this experience? Good question. 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, Talk Radio Review here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and I'm Doug Steffen on the air around the country with an overview of the charts for this week. From Talkers Magazine, they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and Talkers.com. And this list at number five, Presidential Authority is number five. Whether the president sets the, what was the thing this week? The governor said they would decide when everybody go back to business, and the president said, no, that's my job. And then when he was called
this was one of those headlines that was blown out.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Proportion.
Yeah, of course.
And really, and, you know, and Trump doesn't help himself as much as I like him. Sometimes he, like, responds to the headlines instead of, like, just clarifying what he said. But the truth is that what he's talking about, since I speak the language, is that he is saying the federal government would come up with new guidelines. Remember, the federal guideline had this, the social distancing order in effect through the end of the month. And so now the question is what happens after the end of the month. So the federal government comes up with federal guidelines. They give those to the states. The states then decide when it's appropriate for them to reopen. I don't think that this should be that hard. And apparently that's what was discussed on a big phone call that they had. I think it was Thursday when everyone got together on a teleconference. Right. And the federal government identifies states that are candidates to reopen in phase one, which would still be very limited, a limited reopen. And according to Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and President Trump, there are about 20 states that could be ready to reopen if the governors are comfortable. And the first stipulation is that you have a decline in cases for over a 14-day period before you can even have the conversation about what to do. And then you'd still really have a limited reopening. So this is a very – I thought the plan that was released by the federal government was very modest. It didn't seem overly aggressive. And it seemed to have the support of both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx in its implementation.
Right. The problem, though, is New York is the only state that's had 3 days in a row now of a decline. So New York will end up being the first state. We were the first affected and we'll be the first one out of it. And then New Jersey will follow behind that. California is probably very close to New Jersey on that timeline. So
we're still going up, but it's...
you are?
The problem in
Jersey's
California...
Jersey's going up, too.
Massachusetts went up this weekend and sort of flattened out.
The one state that didn't, though, Ohio, they actually had their apex the 2 days after... No, 2 days before the president... governor of Ohio actually shut down the state. So there are certain states that are going to be able to do this.
North
that
Dakota is a mess this
the
week.
Well,
and that's
Dakota
mostly
I
because of the
really
Smithfield
bad.
And the people in Sioux Falls at the Smithfield plant. And
Texas, I think, is going to be one of the first to open up. Texas seems like they're ready to go. So
seems to be calm down there. Yeah. So let me ask you this. In terms of presidential authority, people who are told they have to wear masks in public. That seems to be one of the big deals this week. Some of the governors are saying you have to, even the mayor of my community said if you're out in public, you've got to wear a mask. And could the president, is that something that really is an example of what governors can do with an executive order? Or could that be overridden? Could the president say, not that he's going to, but you know what, you don't really need to, use your own judgment and don't pay attention to what Governor Cuomo or anybody else says. Is that?
I think the difference is if someone really wanted to push this and take it to court, the difference is the wording of the executive orders, at least in New Jersey and New York. I can't speak to the others, but the wording is it is advised that when you're out in public and you cannot practice social distancing, like if you're hiking, you're fine. You don't need to have a mask on. But if you're going to be walking into a grocery store or a pharmacy, you have to wear a mask. And the way that they're doing it is they're saying that the stores will have to turn you away if you're not wearing a mask. So if you say, oh, you're violating my personal rights or whatever, you don't really have a legal leg to stand on because the stores are the ones with the authorities to turn you away from service.
Yeah. I went into a hardware store, and I had left my mask in the truck. And the guy who's my friend that runs the store says, you can't come in without your mask on.
Right.
So I went back out and got my mask.
Right.
And as it turned out, he knew what I wanted anyway because I'd called ahead and ordered it. So he brought it out to the truck. And that's another thing. If you're smart, you're going to call ahead and order no matter what service you're looking for. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our info zone. I guess we can call it that, yeah. All right, we have the services of a couple of your favorite radio personalities here. By the way, did you see the ratings? 42% increase in listenership across the board to not just... this is sometimes a collective of all the spoken word formats, like news and sports and news talk, that sort of thing. But this is specifically talk and talk stations that are providing some context. Maybe you agree, maybe you don't agree. I've been fairly critical of some of the stuff that I've heard that seems not to be working on solutions. The focus of the blame doesn't work too well for me. But anyway... I just think it's interesting that people are using the radio more than anything else. And also, the evening newscasts are up, but the viewership to the cable channels isn't. So you want to take a crack at why that might be? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here
well,
with
I
me.
Well, I think I know immediately. The local media is actually super serving the audience right now, because on the national channels, all you're getting is the national news for the most part, except maybe for the exception of New York, where they carry the Cuomo press conferences. But locally, you get not only the Trump press conference every day, they interrupt for that typically. You also get all of your local officials doing their press updates. I noticed that I've been using local news way more than I ever had in the past, just to prepare for the shows that I do locally. So
not me. I don't look at any of that stuff. I don't use television. I take the 14 or 15 different shows.
And therein lies the problem.
What? Watching television? I don't know. I wouldn't waste my time watching that stuff. It's pejorative. They're make heroes or celebrities out of these people. If I saw one more story about George Stephanopoulos getting the coronavirus from his wife, I thought, it's okay. So they're not any more important. They put their pants on one leg at a time, take a shower every day, go to the bathroom. Why are they more important, other than people know who they are, than the average Joe down the street who's going through the same thing? It's the fact that we make something out of nothing, and that becomes news. It's not news. Well, I mean, yes, it is news. George Stephanopoulos has coronavirus. Okay, good. All right, next. Number 4 on the list of the top 10 stories is the presidential race and the political guessing as to who's going to be the vice presidential running mate of Joe Biden at this point in time. A lot of speculation that it's going to be a woman, and then people say it's going to be a woman of color. Are there boxes? You got to check this box off. What about finding the most qualified person? Is there any thought to that, or are we just looking for somebody that'll check off all the boxes?
I don't think he's looking to just check boxes. I think that
he doing it by himself, or is somebody coaching him?
A lot of people.
I would think he's going to check the ultimate box, because he already made the promise, and I don't think he can go back on it, that he's going to pick a woman. So already he's checking a box. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what though? The thing is, like, I'm as a woman, I'm not offended by that, because if someone doesn't, everybody got to where we are now because somebody checked a box and gave somebody a chance, and it became the new norm. You know, and I don't know. I don't understand the argument that some people are trying to make, like, you know, and I'm not saying you, Doug, but, you know, I understand, yes, you could see it as checking a box, but I don't know.
I'm happy
sometimes
to have,
you have to have.
I would like to have, you know me, I've been saying for years, more women need to be in charge, because things are always better when women are in charge.
Well,
they just are.
I get a little frustrated, because no one asks about checking a box when a man is picked, but that doesn't mean that he's credible or should be there. It's just, you know, people automatically see, oh, he picked a guy, that's fine. He must be, you know, no one's putting any extra thought into it. It's safe.
Well, I think they do check a box for minority men, certainly. I don't think that it's just a free pass for men. I don't think it's necessarily exclusive
boxes. White men, that, you know, when they get picked as president, no one looks in the past and says, oh, well, that guy was a bad president. We're never going to pick we're not going to pick a white man to be president again. They get a pass that way. And so I think.
But yet, the thinking was, Kara, that there, when Obama was picked, that many people voted for him because he was the first black guy to run for president.
Well, people might have voted for him because he's black, but it's not just because he's black. It's because
voted for him just because he was black.
But it's also because, as a black man, they could identify with him.
Because he had similar experiences. Which is too bad. Isn't it, really, when you get down to it?
No, I think representation is so important.
No, you're not missing that. That's not the point I'm making. Sorry, I didn't make my point well. The point is that isn't it too bad that we have to feel like there is a need for representation of color, because it's ignored by people that it has to be
a
special task.
There is a need. And now that we have, if you want to stay with the metaphor of check that box, we had the first African-American president. If someone else comes along, regardless of gender, who is a minority, then that's already become normalized. And that's important. That's very important. And it's important that we had a female candidate. Now, you know, however anyone feels about Hillary, look, 3 million people more than Trump voted for a woman. Yeah. So it's not crazy for a Biden to say, I'm going to pick a woman as a running mate. We already technically elected
one
a
thing
woman
for
as president.
Sure, he's not going to pick Hillary as his running mate. I think we can be pretty sure on that. I think you're pretty. But the business about it goes back to Jack Kennedy. When I was a kid, Jack Kennedy ran, and everybody said the Pope is going to run the country. What nonsense! And then, you know, I would like to see somebody Jewish, frankly, even though I don't like separating out. I think it's there have been, you know, I really, really, of all the people who were potential candidates for president, Michael Bloomberg was my favorite. And
but did,
even
and,
if
and
I look
Sanders
around the
Jewish,
landscape.
Did anyone care? I don't think
no,
anyone cared
No, I think you got
down all.
To it. You
well,
heard a little
I
bit.
Think
nobody
because
about
they're
Sanders,
white,
but,
so they don't talk
right, they're
about
white
that.
Men, so it just it still is in that category.
How many black Jewish guys do you know? Who,
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
I know
Sammy with, Davis Jr. for president.
Converted. Yay! All right, number, let's see here, number three on the list, health care and what happens there. Very interesting questions have come up this week. For example, the risk, is there a risk of catching this if you go to an urgent care? Medical emergencies, heart attacks, asthma attacks, got to go to the ER, you got to go to urgent care. So if you do that, what's the risk? The folks at Johns Hopkins said the risk through an ER urgent care facility was really quite high. And people have taken that to heart. So people who get sick, I don't want to go to the hospital. And maybe that's what we were talking earlier this week on the DJV program about how many empty beds there were at hospitals and how frustrating it is because you can't get any elective surgery done. Doctors aren't around, but yet there are plenty of empty beds. Plenty.
Well, I think the first thing that's going to change is going to be elective surgeries are going to start up again as soon as they can guarantee.
I hope so, because otherwise, guess what? We're going to have to do a huge hospital bailout. And because keep in mind that there are also a lot of people who are out of work who are now going to just let their insurance lapse, and they're not going to be paying for that. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people lost their insurance at letting it lapse.
That's what I mean. And they won't be able to afford the pickup, the copay.
So the bottom line here, the Johns Hopkins report said, that if you go to the ER, be ready to risk yourself because this stuff, these places are dirty. They even if you're getting a lot of people that are in there that are cleaning the place up, it's just it's
a risk.
Dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah, it sure is. And when it comes to getting sick, also think about the mail. That was one of the things that we touched on. All the deliveries from Amazon, et cetera, FedEx, the U.S. Postal Service. The experts say contracting the disease from mail is very high. The president of the health advisory group, Schmidt and Libby, said, "So, quote, so we do know that the virus can live for days on a variety of fabrics, cardboard, metals, vinyl, plastic, rubber, and others as well. So and didn't we ask the question this week about whether you should, wasn't your food, you know, can you get it off of the skin of an orange? Or
there have been
you
no
can.
Cases.
Well,
there have been no
packaging,
cases of,
basically.
Yeah,
right.
The packaging. Yeah, but it is not foodborne. It there are no cases of it being transferred via food. So
no.
You can get takeout and you can do it safely.
Yeah. All right. That goes for ice cream. We're going to do ice cream on Grubhub this weekend, ladies. What
That's
do you think
good.
Of that?
Exciting.
Yeah. Very. All right. 44 past the hour. Coming up. The economy and how it's being affected. I think most of us can figure that one out pretty easily. And then some of the other stats whether they're important. And I find it drives me nuts, actually, to know that what most people are interested in is how many people are sick today versus yesterday. I don't see what you learned from that. But anyway, we'll get to it in a matter of moments. 44 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of the hot hits. In talk radio, our overview, our perspective and respective, I guess. Is that a word, respective? No, perspective
sure.
And retrospective.
I
like that
now.
Word better. Yes, it is. From the story list at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, comes the list this week, the week of April 13th, 17th, the official list on the countdown. Number 10, our relationship with Iran. Number 9, famous people who are sick. Number 8, education, what's going to happen for the rest of the school year and moving forward. Number 7, the psychological impact, relationships as a result of all of this. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, does the president have authority to do a lot of things that otherwise he might not be able to do? Number 4 is the presidential race. Number 3, the ramifications on your ability to get health care. The economy is number 2, as you might imagine, what the new normal is or going to be. And number 1, the projections, the stats with all of the deaths and, you know, that sort of thing. It's really in the money being spent. Kind of an amazing week again from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. According to the American Cancer Society, every year more than 14,000 women die from ovarian cancer.
There's no good screening test for ovarian cancer, and most of the symptoms of ovarian cancer are quite vague. So often it's abdominal bloating, changes in bowel or bladder function, and often those are treated as though you would treat, you know, other less serious illnesses.
Gynecologic oncologist Dr. Carrie Langstrat says the disease often goes undetected until it's spread somewhere else, and then it's frequently fatal. So what are some of the clues that could tip a woman off that she needs to be checked?
Feeling full earlier, so not able to eat as much. Feeling like their belly is expanding, so maybe their pants get a little tighter or they're loosening their belts a little bit more. Sometimes back pain, sometimes shortness of breath or chest pain, which may indicate fluid around the lung related to ovarian cancer. Those are the main symptoms.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. People list from Talkers Magazine. Every week there are two lists that are published. You can get them at talkers.com right on the sort of front page. And you also do the story line that Michael Harrison does every day at talkers.com. People list includes at number 10, Boris Johnson. Number 9, Xi Jinping. Number 8, Mitch McConnell. 7 is Nancy Pelosi and all the ice cream in her refrigerator. Number 6, Joe Biden. Number 5, Gretchen Whitmer. Number 4 is Andrew Cuomo. I would say his brother got a lot of attention this week as well. CNN anchor who first said he was going to get off the air and then he stayed on the air. Mike Pence, number 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list for all the reasons, all the things. Is there a moment that goes by as you listen to the radio that there isn't some conversation somewhere about President Trump? He's got the mic, that's for sure. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's move back into the focus here of the top 10 stories anyway. Number 2, the economy and what's going on in the economy, who's got jobs. I guess to a point that has to do as well with the number of small businesses under 500 that have applied for the PPP, the payroll protection plan. That money is drained out. There's no more of it left. They're going to try to redo it, but I think there's some political machination, ladies, right? Isn't there in the consideration of another?
Yeah, about adding more. I think the Democrats are ready.
Hospitals isn't a big one.
Yeah, the Democrats are ready for another stimulus bill. Republicans are saying we'll get to another phase 4. Let's just get the small business money replenished because what the goal is to try to keep people off of unemployment.
Well, if you don't keep this
money,
companies that still haven't. Right, exactly. And the money hasn't been distributed. Not a penny of it's been distributed yet. I haven't seen. I was one of the first ones in last week, and they said we'd have it by the end of the week. This week, I haven't seen it yet. Interesting. When you look around at companies like Amazon, that are doing so well in this. Amazon still says they're hiring. They need another 75,000 workers.
Because everybody's buying from them. I mean, I've always bought from Amazon, even my groceries. I can't even get groceries delivered because there's no windows available.
They hired 100,000 employees last month. They need another 75,000 this month. Doesn't that say something about that business model and about what people think?
Well, it's safer right now. People don't want to go into stores.
Well,
and
Amazon has everything. Talked about how healthy or unhealthy cardboard was. The stuff is shipped in.
Yeah. Because of Amazon, I can't get my groceries delivered, I've actually done more grocery shopping during coronavirus than I've done all year.
Yeah. And I thought one of the things that was interesting, there's always a lot of attention on Jeff Bezos, who runs Amazon. He said something to his workers this week. And I'm going to quote, it's actually a Dr. Seuss quote. When something bad happens to you, you have three choices. You can either let it define you, let it destroy you, or you can let it strengthen you. And I thought that was pretty smart. He's become a little controversial, but I thought that was interesting. I'm going to keep that in the back of my mind. Dr. Seuss is always good. When all else fails, find something from Dr. Seuss. All right, ladies, good job. We got through the overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's no more tank.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
One of our heroes is Victoria Keelan because she's got the in-the-know, on-the-go when it comes to information that will help you in the technology sector. So let's go through the top five items this week from her research. Starting at number five, the Airbnb virtual experience that you can have if you can't travel. You can travel, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, in a sense, you actually can. And this is great for families. Families are really looking. I see all the time moms and dads posting online that if they've got young kids in the house who are, you know, kind of have cabin fever, they're really looking for different things to do. This is a great thing. So this is on Airbnb's website. It's called Experiences. And you can do all kinds of things. Cooking classes, bartending, virtual farm tours is a big thing. Doug, you should totally get on that. Yeah. Virtual bike tours, wine tasting classes, makeup tutorials, tarot card reading. Comedy shows, things like that. And the nice thing is it's very affordable. So per person for the activities, they start from just like $2, $3, $6, and then they go up to $65 for the more expensive things like wine tasting, things like that. But it's all the classes are done on Zoom, and Airbnb is providing approved hosts with paid access that's going to be free for them. So it's really a great way for people to still make a little bit of money if they are Airbnb hosts. And it's like I said, it's a great thing to do, lots of family-friendly things. You don't even need to get in the car, and you can go and take a virtual tour of a farm or an animal sanctuary. It's really, really neat, so I would highly recommend that one.
All right, good. Number four, Apple has unveiled something new.
Apple has unveiled their new budget iPhone, and this is the SE model. They haven't had an SE since 2016, so 4 years later they decided, probably appropriate for the times right now, that maybe people don't want to spend $1,100 on a new phone, so the new SE model will start at $399, and which is a lot less than the $1,099, which is what the 11 Pro Max is right now. This is a smaller phone, but it has 4K video. It's got a Retina HD display, Touch ID, and apparently, according to Tim Cook, the best single camera system that they've ever put into an iPhone. It also has the same battery life as an iPhone 8. It ships on the 24th of April. So this is a great, great deal if you're looking for a budget entry into iPhone.
Number three, stop sharing your info.
Yeah, so on Instagram and Facebook, this hashtag class of 2020 thing, people are posting their senior yearbook photos somehow in solidarity to the seniors in high school and college who will not be able to have a graduation this year. The problem is, this is giving so much information away that people don't even realize. Hackers can take this information. They know what high school you went to. They know the mascot. They know what town you're from. They know what year you graduated. You might as well just give them your Social Security number at this point. So if you're doing this and you really feel the need to, make sure your passwords are changed and updated. And if you're on Facebook, make sure you have activated the two-factor authentication for extra security.
All right, number two, Verizon is, I take my foot out of my mouth whenever I say anything good about Verizon, so you can take it from there.
Well, we don't know if this is good yet, but Verizon is launching a new tool to help customers troubleshoot their own issues, and because right now we know that Verizon made the announcement last week that they will no longer do new installs of Internet, and they will not send a technician into your house. If there's something outside of your house, that you can find a repairman for that, and they will send a service person out and investigate it, but anything that it's inside your house, no bueno. So this is the way to troubleshoot on your own. Anything that you can do on your own, this is a virtual tool that will allow you to link up with a Verizon tech person so you can send them pictures of things, like you can snap a picture on your phone and send it within this chat box, and that way they can try to help you troubleshoot. I don't know how effective this is going to be. It's something, I guess, but a lot of people who have real issues with their Verizon or with their Internet in general, they typically they will need more help than on their own. Yeah. So
the average bunny. Right. Yeah. Okay, number one this week in terms of tech stories, this is a Sling job.
Well, Sling TV, this is something that is really cool, and a lot of people are catching on to this now. Sling is providing free TV from 5 p.m. to midnight every single night as part of this initiative that we're all supposed to stay at home. So starting now, new Sling TV customers can register for the service. It's called Happy Hour Across America. You don't need to enter a credit card. You don't have to cancel anything. This is completely free if you are new to Sling. You'll get access to their Blue service, which is the plan that normally is $30 a month, so it gives you 32 live channels, and it's you can upgrade if you want to pay for it, but it includes Disney, ESPN, a lot of movie offerings and things like that. So I think it's a great way for Sling to get their name out there and get people to start cutting the cord from cable. You can save a whole lot of money.
Information provided by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Tech Talk time is 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. After weeks of being shut in, public sentiment's increasing for states to open up their economies. Loud and rancorous rallies were held in a number of capitals yesterday demanding restrictions be lifted. On ABC's This Week Today, Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says everyone needs to be aware of what their local leaders are saying about the coronavirus.
They need to really follow state and local guidelines, and they themselves need to be educated and knowledgeable about this virus. We're not only protecting ourselves, but we're protecting each other when we follow the guidelines.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration and Congress are nearing an agreement on an aid package of up to $450 billion to boost a small business loan program that's run out of money. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin hopes the deal could pass Congress quickly and get the program up by midweek. Governor Andrew Cuomo says another drop in deaths means New York is on the other side of the plateau, but he says it's no time to let their guard down.
Cuomo says 507 people died Saturday, and while every death is a tragedy, the day before there were 540.
All indications at this point are that we are on a descent. Whether or not the descent continues depends on what we do.
The governor says 1,300 people went into the hospital Saturday with coronavirus, and while that number is also down, New Yorkers still have to remain vigilant.
It's no time to get cocky, and it's no time to get arrogant, right? We still have a long way to go.
And he warns against reopening too soon, saying if we went through all of this only to go back and start over,
then shame on us.
Julie Walker reporting. A gunman disguised as a police officer killed 16 people in a shooting rampage across the province of Nova Scotia before the shooter was found dead. It was the deadliest shooting reported in Canadian history. You can check out more news and read more analysis, both at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Spain has reported its lowest daily number of deaths for confirmed coronavirus victims in nearly a month, as the country contains a savage outbreak that's killed over 20,000 people.
Spanish health officials said that another 410 people died in the last 24 hours. It's the lowest death toll since the 22nd of March, bringing the total to 20,453 deaths. The figure doesn't include deaths of those with coronavirus symptoms who were unable to get tested. Spain also reported over 4,000 confirmed new cases, pushing the total to almost 196,000, second only to the U.S. I'm Zeria Shakili.
France's prime minister warned today his compatriots will need to learn to live with the virus after the country lifts its lockdown. Edouard Philippe says people will probably be required to wear masks in public transport, and those who can work from home should continue to do so. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Cornhusker football fans were able to get their fix yesterday as Nebraska held a virtual spring game online.
Quarterback Tavi Frazier, who led the Cornhuskers to the national championship in 1994-95, and Eric Crouch, who won the Heisman Trophy in 2001, opposed each other. So did Running backs Mike Rozier, who won the 1983 Heisman, and Amon Green, who ran for over 9,000 yards and 60 touchdowns in the NFL. The white team, led by Crouch and Green, came from 16 points down to win 60-57 in overtime. The first half was followed by a speech from former Cornhuskers coach Tom Osborne. Patrick Foss reporting.
Meanwhile, soccer fans in Turkmenistan got to see a live game after the Central Asian nation lifted suspension of its national league. About 500 people got free admission. They attended the game in a 20,000-capacity stadium in the capital. Turkmenistan, one of the few countries in the world not to have any reported cases of coronavirus. More stories at townhall.com.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery. Curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Countdown, the Talk Radio, not just any countdown. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to welcome you all in and bring to you, at his own behest, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to find I have a new slogans, probably not new, probably been used by other people. Getting at truth decay, Michael. We're finding the truth.
Truth decay.
Like that?
Yeah, that's sort of like the opposite of truthiness.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think it was that George W. Bush said truthiness, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. He was the decider also, wasn't he? And he was
a lot of deciders, a lot of deciders.
Yes, yeah. And you happen to be the decider of Talkers Magazine, along with your staff.
I got a very opinionated staff. So
have you really? Oh, that's good.
Oh, definitely. I'm one of the deciders.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, be on the top. As long as you're on the top of the deciding pole.
So, this is where the buck stops. I don't know if I'm on the top, but I'm the one who I get the credit and I get the blame. So we're particularly careful.
Which are we doing today? Credit or blame?
Well, we'll find out. The day is young.
Yes, it is. Right.
So U.S.-Iran relations is like the only topic on the top ten that is not directly connected to.
And there is a connection, sort of, because the Iranians have a big problem with the virus, and they're not talking about it in truthful terms any more than the Chinese are. So there's kind of that element.
A little bit. Yeah, well, is that the virus element is everything, because the thing that's so mind-boggling about this, Doug, is that it's all over the world.
Yes, it's all over the world.
Think about that. It's we talk about how we're going to correct it by dealing with, you know, states and cities and the nation, but the whole world is full of this. We have to clean the world up of this coronavirus, or everybody is in danger of it, as evidenced by how quickly it spread and became what we call a pandemic. But at number 10, we have U.S.-Iran relations. At number 9, we have celebrities with COVID-19. There's always that discussion. At number 8, three-way tie, education, race relations, and climate change, and they're all tied into the coronavirus. Education, it's becoming a debate as to how the heck are we going to go forward with education when the schools are closed?
Yeah.
You know, what do you do with a sixth grader? Do you make him a seventh grader? Do you make him repeat sixth grade? Do you make him sixth and a half grade? Race relations, there's a disparity in terms of statistics between black and white. And climate change, people are concerned about how climate change is going to impact this pandemic and future
has
pandemics.
It's affected the world. The world is a much cleaner place because of this in many respects, many different respects, actually.
That's true, too. It's the blue skies and air pollution is down, and it further illustrates or underscores the proposition that the human race is a bacteria on this planet.
In and of itself.
We are to the earth what the coronavirus is to us. What a horrible thought. At number seven, psychology and interpersonal relations. People are going nuts. It's getting tough. At first it was sort of like a benign snow day. It was sort of we're all stuck in but the realization is setting in that this can go on a long time.
Well, but the other side of it is how many people are filing for divorce.
Yeah.
Domestic violence reports are way up.
Yep.
That kind of stuff. That's kind of sad, but that's, I guess you get into the nitty gritty of figuring out what your relationships are all about. Really all about.
Yeah. Well, people get on each other's nerves anyway. I mean, on one level, we are social creature. On another level, we're independent. So this is where those two forces that shape our nature, the human condition, are clashing. At number six, we have U.S.-China relations and the World Health Organization. That's a major topic. You and I have talked about it a number of times. It is increasingly outside the realm of, that's a conspiracy theory. As people are concerned about China's relationship to the coronavirus spread, either through misinformation or perhaps a larger degree of misdeeds. And the World Health Organization is now being defunded by President Trump in the U.S., and that's creating a whole level of discussion about the WHO's connection to China and to the handling of this situation, at least informationally at the start. Number five, a discussion about presidential authority under the Constitution. The president said that he is the ultimate authority. He walked that back when the governor said, no, we are the ones that open and close our state, whatever open and close means. And now the president has invoked a kind of an arcane clause in the Constitution giving him the power to adjourn Congress so he can push through his
appointments.
And
do you think he's doing that because he realized he's going to lose?
He's going to lose what?
In November? Because he thinks of that discussion coupled isn't the fascinating, if I may interrupt here for...
No, sure.
...kind of add to this.
You're asking something I hadn't thought about.
Okay, good.
So
I like that.
Go ahead.
I don't want to be like everybody else you talk to. The other thing, although you've been asked this question probably a dozen times or more this week about Rush Limbaugh relinquishing his microphone to Donald Trump, what I thought of more deeply was how, I'm not saying anything that hasn't been said or thought of behind closed doors and maybe even publicly. About Limbaugh and his health, and ultimately, at some point, whether it's sooner or later, Limbaugh is not going to be on the radio. So who is going to be there? How are they going to try to hold the audience? If Trump for some reason loses the election, they pay Limbaugh a lot of money. I could see him paying a lot of money to Trump. I think Trump could hold that audience. What do you think?
Trump could hold the audience. Trump doesn't need Limbaugh's audience to have an audience.
No, he doesn't really. But I'm talking
Trump
about
is, it, Trump is
down the road.
Trump is bigger than Limbaugh.
Of course he is.
And he's bigger than Limbaugh even down the road. Mm-hmm. In other words, what I'm saying is somewhat of an expert on radio and the radio business. Trump doesn't need that network. Trump could start his own television network.
Yeah,
he could start his own media. He could be his own Bloomberg.
Look at what the Obamas have done, by the way, to create a media empire out of nothing in a couple of short years. Wow.
And that's simply because they understand the power of the presidency even after the fact. And they're smart people. They're very, very savvy, smart, strategic thinkers. And Trump has a future. If Trump were to lose in November, he still has a future by virtue of his color, his platform, his personality, to do whatever the heck he wants.
Right, yeah.
Number three, we have health care. That's a major topic.
Are we still on the list? Excuse me.
I try to remember where I am
in life. Good for you. Thank you.
I cling to the spark of consciousness that tells me basically where I've been and where I'm going. Yep. And right now I'm working my way toward number one, and I'm at number four, the presidential race and politics. So Elizabeth Warren has endorsed Joe Biden, and now we're wondering, you know, because Biden promised to put a female, we're wondering whether it's Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, whether it's going to be Kamala Harris, whether it's going to be Michelle Obama, whether it's going to be Hillary Clinton, or whether it's going to be Joe Biden. There are a lot of people who think, well, some people think Biden should recruit Andrew Cuomo and forget his promise to put a woman on the ticket. Others say, hey, get rid of Biden. Let's put Andrew Cuomo and a woman on the ticket.
Yeah.
But I doubt that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I do believe Andrew Cuomo has a place in presidential politics, but it won't be this year. But anything can happen because, you know, Milwaukee is still many, many years away in the way time feels lately. Yep. So many things could happen between now and then. And then again, they may not even be. There probably will not be a Milwaukee convention to begin with.
Yeah. Healthcare. So then he's going to pull the strings to get that job done.
We'll have a Zoom back room, you know. a bunch of guys with
cigars
in a smoke-filled Zoom room. Healthcare is at number three. Hospitals are like war zones. There is a scramble for equipment and accessories and clothing and masks, and that whole thing is going on, and that's a big, big, big part of the conversation. Number two, the economy and the CARES Act. Obviously, lives versus livelihood. When are we opening? When are we closing? Who's in charge? How can the economy hold up? The small business loan aspect of the CARES Act is out of money, gone, all given away. It's what we're dealing with. And at number one, statistics and projections, the numbers. We keep talking about the numbers of death in the world, the numbers of death in the U.S., the number of projected cases, the number of people who have it, the number of people who have been cured. And there's your top 10, according to the research of talkers. Shall I do the people, or you want to wait?
Why not? No, do people, too.
All right, number 10, Boris Johnson, still being talked about. Xi Jinping, the head of China, at number 9. Number 8, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi's at 7. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders is at 6. And maybe Elizabeth Warren could be considered for that slot as well. Gretchen Whitmer at number 5. Andrew Cuomo at number 4. Mike Pence at 3. Number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. And number 1 is Donald Trump. And that rounds out a snapshot of the national conversation on talk shows around America.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here with the charts the week of April 13th to the 17th. We'll talk more about some of the stories, the ancillary stories, things that are being discussed and how they're being discussed on News Talk Radio. Right now, though, in the interest of helping you take care of you, the folks at Calitrin are here to help you take care of you. And because your health matters, please consider using Calitrin, the methodology of weight loss that has been so successful for so many people for so long. If you want to have optimum health, lose the weight, keep it off, and you can do that categorically with Calitrin, the weight loss formula that doesn't involve any stimulants, doesn't involve any drugs. Get the deal, buy 3 and you get another 3 free. You buy 4, you get 4 free. You buy 100, you get another 100 free. That's how it works. Best deal they've ever offered to help you out. Lose the weight, get healthy. Go to toploss.com and use the code DJV for all your purposes.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia. Give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth, with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, now let's get on with the show. Let's get on with the show. Who is it? Ethel Merman? Am I really dating myself?
Oh, Ethel Merman. There's no business like show. But you want to hear my Ethel Merman
imitation? Yes, right. I do.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present the most credible voice in News Talk Radio.
Did I capture it?
Proving that he can sing as well.
Now, you should see me perform it live when I wear the wig and the heels.
Ah, absolutely.
It's
you know
amazing.
The story about me, Jerry Springer, and I opening up the beer hall in Cincinnati. You know that story, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I never told you that story?
No. No, I have a feeling you're about to.
I am. This is a quickie, though. This is quick.
Okay.
But people get a kick out of it because Jerry Springer, everybody knows kind of what his personality was. When I did afternoons in Cincinnati in the late 80s, early 90s on WCKY, Jerry was the evening news anchor. He and Nick Clooney, George Clooney's father, were the two major anchors in Cincinnati.
Wow.
So Springer, I tried to get Nick to come over and be on my program, and for whatever the reason, he didn't want to. So Springer never saw a microphone or a camera he didn't like. So as soon as I invited him to come over every Friday afternoon, he'd come over and spend an hour with me talking about what was going on in Cincinnati. And apparently it created an interest. So there was a big beer hall that opened in Cincinnati, and they asked us to be the opening night. I don't know how you describe it, but they wanted us to do an act. So Springer came up with us doing Ebony and Ivory and karaoke. That was his.
You did Ebony and Ivory?
Ebony and Ivory and karaoke.
Which one? Who was Ebony?
I'm not telling.
There's something imbalanced about that.
Yeah, oh yeah. This is a mic.
It sounds more like Ivory and Ivory.
Yeah, it was kind of, but anyway, that's my Jerry Springer story. Anyway,
how did that arise from my Ethel Merman imitation?
Or we were bad like Ethel Merman, like you're doing Ethel Merman. We were really that bad. We were just, and I can actually sing, although Kara and some of the other people around me, if I find the note, hit the scale, I'm fine. I got to get to the pitch.
I can hit a ball out of Yankee Stadium if I swing and happen to hit the ball, you know. It's
congratulations.
You can sing if you find the note.
No, I got to find the pitch. I have to find the pitch. Get me on the pitch. Yeah.
Yeah, and the queen would be king, you know.
It could be, depending on whether she had a sex transplant operation.
But the fact is, so what song do you sing the best?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm giving you an opportunity here to make people forget about my singing debut on this program.
Too. Well, if I start singing, they'll forget about why we're here, which is to talk about what the big issues are.
I think you and I have already forgotten why we're here.
We do a regular morning program. All right, the president, let's see, I like Beatles tunes. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
she loves you, yeah.
Yeah, that was almost as good as Pat Boone's version of Wap Baba Lula La Wap
Baba Boom
Tutti Frutti Oh Rudy. Yeah, that was.
We have a
authentic
thing that I do on the DJV program. Kara Schoenler is the producer of this program, has been for a number of years. We do something on the DJV show every Thursday. It's called Throwback Thursday, in which we present the top five songs from a particular year, and I always like to sing along with some of them. I do better than others, but it's really a chance for me to return to those thrilling days of yesteryear when you and I were both disc jockeys back in the 60s and 70s, and we could get away with singing, which
I never got away with singing.
Never? Really?
No.
Well, you got away with Ethel Merman there for a minute.
Well, yeah, but I already felt the carpeting moving under my feet and that hook around my neck.
I feel the earth move under my feet. Dun, 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 dun.
Wow, that was great.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
She has
fabulous
hands. You know, she milks goats, too. Did you know that? Find out.
I have no way of knowing
that. Carole King milks goats. Yep, I do, though. We'll get back to the charts in a few moments here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, believe it or not.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my
feet. My back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrin at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premi is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In April, we're covering crimes you can commit against and as authors. It's about how you as an author interact with your audience. And coming up in May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's move back into the week of April 13th to the 17th. According to the info, Talkers Magazine has confirmed that this week has been April 13th to the 17th. We got that much. And they've confirmed what the big stories are during the research period that they have. Listening to the stations, talking to the host, that sort of thing. We have the people list. We have Michael. By the way, if you go to talkers.com, you can always find this list. And you can listen to the Talkers Radio, see Talkers Television, and get not only Michael's perspective, but lots of other perspectives on what's going on. So it's the news conversation about this wonderful world of talk radio. So, Michael, if you were a talk radio programmer, what would you be urging your host to cover? What does the audience want right now? What does it need? And what will it respond to?
Honest information. Mm-hmm. Honest information and uplifting companionship. Truth, information, clarity, no nonsense. Nonsense in terms of, you know, partisan.
We can't sing our do our.
No, that's fun. I don't regret that. I regret seeking victory for the, you know, at the expense of truth, still beating some of those dead horses that are not relevant at the moment.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I think the key word in the media today, whether it's talk radio or the news or television or newspapers, is honesty. Doesn't mean you have to have the same opinion as everybody else, but go at it in an honest way. Don't do it in a pandering way. Don't tell people what you think they want to hear for the sake of having them like you.
Yeah.
That's what got us into this problem to begin with in terms of every damn thing is polarized. Why can't we discuss items of mutual interest at a time when the world is at war with an invisible enemy and still turn every damn element of the conversation into a partisan battle? That is not healthy. So that's what I would encourage if I were the programmer, meaning for the people listening to this,
meaning
the director of the station or show, that's what I would encourage them to do, and that's what I try to do.
I think awareness
as far as fooling around is, I'm sorry to jump in, but as far as fooling around is concerned, that's just normal thing. Go ahead with your comment. I'm sorry.
Well, I think that is part of it. I mean, you and I have a relationship that goes back decades, and so we would not be being genuine if we didn't share who we were together and who we are individually. That's part of having companionship, which you were just talking about. Uplifting companionship. I love that phrase. Uplifting companionship. That's something that we really, if we take nothing away from our conversation today, what news talk radio and personality radio ought to be about, full service radio, is uplifting companionship so that you'll feel better when you turn the radio off than you did when you turned it on. And part of it is being more aware of the situation, for sure. It doesn't mean you have to accept what's going on. It just means that you need to be aware fully. And we have really lost our ability to get that done because we've depended. When we call it news talk radio, we depend on the news. And it's hard for us to depend on the reports. There's a difference between the news and the reporting that is going on in the sort of guise, under the guise of it being news. You agree with that statement?
Well, I agree with it in a theoretical sense. I don't agree with you that we've lost the ability to get that done. I mean, you have this broad strokes condemnation of the field. I don't feel
that
way.
Well, let me give you an example. Okay, then I'll give you a specific example of what I mean when it comes to that and how it is that we don't really know what's going on. And putting two and two together, having people that have some intellectual stimulation that can do this. The Chinese government owns a company called WH Brands. The WH Group purchased Smithfield Pork Products, and Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs are part of that deal. They're a separate company. There are three or four companies under the banner of Smithfield Foods. This week, Smithfield declared bankruptcy. You'll remember 2.5 years ago that this Chinese group, the WH Group, bought Smithfield, the largest pork producer in the world, from the family that owns, they still have a small percentage, but this Wuhan group, that's the WH's Wuhan group. They're headquartered in Wuhan. So The company's filing for bankruptcy. Here they have, we have the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese government responsible for the biggest problem the world may have ever faced in a singular way. And yet these people have the brass to file to get government aid to help build, to help them bail out of the problem that they created. And we consider it. Listen, I mean, think about this. We're borrowing money from them, our money that they got in the first place because we did business with them. They have ruined the world's economy with this the coronavirus. And they bought companies like Smithfield. The government here, Justice Department, allowed them to buy it. And they now have gone bankrupt. They've closed down the city of Sioux Falls, Idaho, basically, I mean, Sioux Falls, North Dakota. They basically changed the landscape of the whole state. And they're applying for a bailout. And we're, I don't, are we going to give it to them? I mean, think about the cycle there. Is that, am I crazy? Or, you mean, you put all of these things together, it really is astonishing. And who knows?
No, I'm not up to speed on that story, but you have mentioned things about the pork industry before and the connection to China. So, I mean, that's one of many inequities in terms of the relationship between the U.S. and China, and the chickens are coming home to roost, so to speak.
But the people don't know. You said you're not familiar with it. I understand that. Maybe because I'm a farmer and I study this stuff and I'm on top of it, and I'm on the Farmer Relief Fund website trying to figure out how farmers are going to get bailed out because they need it more than anybody else. And who knows what's going to come out of that because all the money is gone. That's one of the other things. Number two story this week is the economy. The 360 billion dollars set aside, gone. It's all been used up. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been distributed yet, but it's all been spoken for. So now the government is trying to figure out how to take care of the many businesses that still need help but didn't get jolly on the spot fast enough. So they're trying to pass another bailout, and they're fighting about putting other things into the bill. So is this serving? I mean, is that being reported well? That's maybe a good question. Is that being reported well?
It's being reported as evidenced by the fact that the economy and the CARES Act are number two in terms of the amount of conversation, just behind statistics and projections. So yeah, it's being talked about. It's being reported. It's that no individual has a handle on the details the way an expert in each field would have. But that's the way it always is. That's why we have experts. The problem is when the experts become polarized and political, and the experts become hacks and shills for political interests, and when the experts don't know what they're talking about, then you have a problem. We see that often. Some fields, the experts naturally argue. I mean, to think that there's one point of view across the board in the health field among health professionals or among scientists, that's a huge mistake. You talk to two different doctors, you get two different perspectives. So when we get a thing like this, it gets murky. And then unfortunately, it becomes politicized, and that's the politicizing of some of these issues, whether it's the farming situation or whether or not we should prescribe certain drugs before they are vetted by the tests and things of that nature. It becomes political. If Trump is for it, then some people are against it. If Nancy Pelosi is for it, then some people are against it without even studying what it is. It becomes politicized. That's where it's dangerous.
Yeah, I think that danger is danger, danger, Will Robinson, kind of under the circumstances. Yeah.
But any one of these little stories, is just such as the one that you said, and when I say little, I mean only in relationship to the big picture of how much information is swirling around. Of course, most people don't know the details. You're a farmer, so you're particularly focused on issues of farming. People that are in retail are particularly focused on that. People in the restaurant business, particularly focused on that. The services industry, the transportation industry, the hotel business, the convention business. Everybody sees it from their perspective because they know about it. Our society and the world today is so complex that it's amazing that things run okay during normal times.
Yeah, right.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The complexities of just what technology brings to us and how most every business is run with a grab-ass mentality. And yet, we seem, look at the government. I mean, look at this week with the president asking 200 people to serve on a council. What's it called? The Opening Our Country Council. Mm-hmm. And the process was so confusing. A lot of people didn't even know that they were on it. I mean, Mark Cuban said, really? I'm on it?
I think, is Vince McMahon or his wife
McMahon
on it?
McMahon is on it, yep. McMahon's on the council. Yes, he is, along with all the Republican senators except for Mr. Romney, because he doesn't like the president, doesn't like him.
Yeah. So. But, of course, in cases like that, it's more about the announcing of the council. The reason that none of these guys know they're on it is because it's never going to meet. It's a photo opportunity or a soundbite opportunity. And Donald Trump plays this thing fast and loose by the seat of his pants. And he's being exposed for not having his act together in many areas of administering, which he hadn't counted on when he brought his talent to Washington, and that's what's happening right now.
Yeah,
we're in a different era than the era that led to the election of Donald Trump, and that doesn't mean he's going to fail. It doesn't mean he's going to fail, but it means he's got to prove himself all over. Donald Trump is running against the coronavirus. He's not running against Biden. He's not running against anybody but himself and how he handles this crisis. That is what it's come down to.
Yep, spoken very well. Can we help you to help yourself for a moment? We have you covered when it comes to getting money. You've gotten your check perhaps for $1,200. How about an extra $5,000 from the government? Dial 800-262-0318. Again, 800-262-0318. People list from Talkers Magazine. Every week there are two lists that are published. You can get them at talkers.com right on the sort of front page. And you also do the story line that Michael Harrison does every day at talkers.com. People list includes at number 10, Boris Johnson. Number 9, Xi Jinping. Number 8, Mitch McConnell. 7 is Nancy Pelosi and all the ice cream in her refrigerator. Number 6, Joe Biden. Number 5, Gretchen Whitmer. Number 4 is Andrew Cuomo. I would say his brother got a lot of attention this week as well. CNN anchor who first said he was going to get off the air and then he stayed on the air. Mike Pence is number 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list for all the reasons, all the things. Is there a moment that goes by as you listen to the radio that there isn't some conversation somewhere about President Trump? He's got the mic, that's for sure. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From the story list at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, comes the list this week, the week of April 13th, 17th, the official list on the countdown. Number 10, our relationship with Iran. Number 9, famous people who are sick. Number 8, education, what's going to happen for the rest of the school year and moving forward. Number 7, the psychological impact, relationships as a result of all of this. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, does the president have authority to do a lot of things that otherwise he might not be able to do? Number 4 is the presidential race. Number 3, the ramifications on your ability to get health care. The economy is number 2, as you might imagine, what the new normal is or going to be. And number 1, the projections, the stats, with all of the deaths and, you know, that sort of thing. It's really in the money being spent. Kind of an amazing week again from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so they have, they being the folks at Talkers Magazine, go to talkers.com and you get the info about the MH interview this week. There are a couple of interviews, actually. One of them is kind of an inside show with John McConnell, who's a great radio, he's in Asia now, but he ran ABC.
Oh, it's a fascinating story because Sean Hannity and Dr. Mehmet Oz saved his life.
Uh-huh.
It has to do the hydroxychloroquine debate.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm really pushing, not because I'm promoting our website, because frankly I don't care if you go to it or not for numbers. I want you to listen to this interview at talkers.com with John McConnell. Journalistically, I am more proud of this than anything I've done in maybe a year or two. Mm-hmm. It is just an amazing story. Human interest, it's informative, and it's full of radio stuff that radio listeners will like. So
right.
It's talkers.com.
Yeah. And he's, by the way, somebody I've been close with him for a long time. He's a very good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he listens to us on the station in Vero Beach. So, as a matter of fact, I bet he's listening right now. I would bet on it he's listening right now to WTTV. 10 before the hour, Michael Harrison, thank you.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Many of us are running the Windows operating system on our PCs, and some of us are still running Windows 7. But Microsoft has announced that they've stopped supporting Windows 7, and so we asked Microsoft's Craig Tullett to explain what that means.
The continuous security updates to the operating system that keep it safe, you know, from viruses and malware. You know, there's the occasional feature updates that ship that would refresh the operating system, introducing new features for users to enjoy, and also technical support, right? Both paid and free technical support online and via call centers for users to get troubleshooting help or just understand the product. So those are the examples of the support that we've offered for Windows 7, and Microsoft will no longer offer that level of support for Windows 7.
Head over to support.microsoft.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now with the services, the mind, the expertise of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a college prof at Bentley here in the Boston area, a lawyer of great note, founder of Very Busy Roy. Scamicide.com is his website, and I have been paying more attention to that lately than some of your expertise on the legal matters that are a part of the story count on the Countdown Show. The number of scams, by the way, this is the number one this week. Stop sharing your senior year photos on Facebook. You want to go to that? You want to go in to the Better Business Bureau? I mean, scammers, what? There's no end to what they can figure out when you do that, right?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of different scams and problems and identity theft schemes that come from us sharing too much information on social media, such as Facebook. I got to admit, I still cringe. You hit it on the head with the high school pictures, which provide a lot more information than people think. But yeah, they're birthdays. So, you know, a happy birthday. Can you also give me your social security number at the same time?
Yeah.
You know, the scammers are looking at this, and it really doesn't take too much information that we provide to give them the opportunity to steal our identities, which can be really problematic if you become a victim, or use that information to what we call spear phish an email or a text message to you. They know about you. I mean, here it is. You put up your senior photo, and suddenly you get an email from someone who is in your high school who we haven't talked to in ages. I've got this thing that's really going to be interesting to you. Click on this link. Well, of course, the link is full of malware, and it wasn't a high school friend. It was just somebody that took this as an opportunity to scam you. So less is more when it comes to sharing a lot of stuff.
All right, so let me give you an example of some. This is how I have become so, I mean, shell-shocked. Maybe that's because I know too much when we talk about this stuff and I become more familiar with it. But I got a note last night from what seems to be the disaster customer service agent at the SBA. And they gave me a number for my app, and they were explaining what goes on with a loan and, you know, the request and what they're going to do and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I'm looking at this thing, and I'm looking at it askance, even though it's signed by the Office of Disaster Assistance. It's got the SBA logo on it. And the next thing they want me to do is put in my address and my Social Security number and stuff like that, which I don't like doing online anyway. But they've got a number attached to this. So, this is the stuff. If these people are that good, and I'm guessing that some of the stuff is that good.
They really are.
I mean, I don't have any desire to put that onto, even if it's a secure site. How do I really know it's a secure site?
You don't know, and that's the problem. They give you a phone number
to call if you're worried, so maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, but even then, once they have it, they have it, and it's a question of you're only as secure as the weakest places that have your information, which is why I was so extremely angered with the negligence of Equifax that caused 147 million of us to have our personal information out there.
And they're still in business.
Yeah. The scammers always take advantage, fear, greed, every emotion, and the people are they're nervous, they're fearful, and if you're running a business, this is a horrible time. And so, you're not thinking through all the security issues that you need to when you're dealing with some of these federal programs, including the fact that it is just so darn easy for any scammer, as you say, to counterfeit the logo, to have the right names, and then maybe even have a phone number for you to call. Well, of course, you're calling the scammers. And so when you deal with anything...
The SBA, you call the number... SBA here. How can we help you?
Yeah. Whatever you want me to be, I'll be.
Yeah. All right. We've got about a minute here. The Chinese government, we've all talked about that, suing. But let's say the economy kicks back in. The president and some of the governors want everybody to go back to work. Let's say you go back to work and you get sick. because you were pushed back. Can you sue who? Can you, the government? The
I think you very well can. Not the government, because, first of all, they're only making guidelines. It's not requirements. But your employer, if an employer, the CDC and every other said the only safe way to go back to work is if the people there have been tested.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have no way of knowing if you're going into a dangerous situation. And so if you are required to go back to work by your employer and there is no testing, you're going to be able to sue.
Big time. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, call him if you want to sue somebody. He's a lawyer of prof at Bentley University here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. President Trump says he will use the Defense Production Act to increase manufacturing of swabs used to test for the coronavirus.
The president announced he would use his executive authority to increase production of swabs and that production would soon reach 10 million per month. At a Sunday evening White House briefing, he held up a swab.
We have millions of them coming in. They're very easy.
Many governors have been requesting swabs and other medical supplies to help in testing for the virus.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Meanwhile, we're still waiting to hear if Republicans and Democrats have agreed on more money for the payroll protection program that already went through its initial $350 billion funding. Canadian police are calling it the deadliest shooting in the Dominion's history. 16 people killed after a gunman went on a shooting spree in Nova Scotia. On CTV, RCMP Chief Superintendent Chris Leather says officers responded to multiple 911 calls of shots fired.
Members located several casualties inside and outside of the home. They did not, however, locate the suspect. This was a very quickly evolving situation and a chaotic scene.
The body of the shooter was eventually found. Outside of Dallas, a gunman's dead after he hijacked the bus with two passengers. Garland Police Lieutenant Pedro Barreno tells KTVT the bus led officers on a pursuit that started in the town north of Dallas and went through multiple cities in the area.
Into Dallas, we came back into Rowlett, Saxie. I believe we may have hit actually Rockwall as well. During the pursuit, shots were continually being fired from the actual gunman inside the bus to our officers, and officers were returning fire.
The incident started around 11 o'clock Sunday morning. And the cops say the man continued shooting after exiting the bus. Police returned fire, killing him. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Beef Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Continuing unrest in Hong Kong, where police arrested at least 14 veteran pro-democracy lawmakers, activists, and even a media tycoon. Jerry Shackley has more.
During a media briefing, Hong Kong Police Superintendent Lam Wing Ho informed that the arrested persons were 12 men and 2 women between the ages of 24 to 81. He explained that the charges concerned what authorities call illegal assemblies in Hong Kong Island and Kowloon on 3 occasions in August and October last year. Among those arrested was 81-year-old activist and former lawmaker Martin Lee. A number of pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong were charged in February over their involvement in a mass anti-government demonstration on the 31st of August last year. I'm Zaria Shakili.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. With coronavirus restrictions, if you can't race in real time, they'll go online. William Byron did. And found out he's pretty good at it.
William Byron became the first racer to score multiple wins in the iRacing Virtual Series after NASCAR put the season on hold due to the coronavirus outbreak in March. The Richmond Raceway virtual win for Byron was hard-fought and filled the strategy calls, but like the rest of the field, he is ready to get back to action on real asphalt.
Really enjoyed it. Good to go back to back. It's really cool. So having fun with it while we're kind of in a hiatus here, but I'm looking forward to get back to the real racing soon, too.
Byron was followed to the line by Timmy Hill and Parker Kligerman in second and third, respectively. As for going back to real racing, it may come sooner than later. NASCAR will meet with state officials this week, and 5 state senators have asked Governor Roy Cooper to allow racing sans fans at Charlotte Motor Speedway in May. I'm Jerry Jordan.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
7 California elected officials are suing California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment free speech rights. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will give free legal advice to people seeking to opt out of union dues. Visit pji.org.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Tell your friends.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly overview of what's going on, what's hot, if you will, in the news talk radio biz. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, going through the stories according to the research done for this week, April 13th to 17th, in review now from Talkers Magazine. List is at talkers.com. Stories, people, not a whole lot of change from last week, at least in terms of category. There certainly is a lot of new information as things change. Most of it, as you can imagine, is a focus on health and the politics of what's going on. Well, let's go through the list. The only thing that seems to be, not a part of it, and maybe it is in a sense, the relationship we have with Iran, what's going on there, that's number 10.
Kind of quiet, right?
Well, it has been. They've got their own problems, frankly.
Yeah.
They've got a horrible problem with the coronavirus, and they haven't dealt with it well because the rest of the world is shorter. They shut out the rest of the world, and the rest of the world shut them out. I think they've gotten some help from the Chinese, but it was the Chinese that caused the problem in the first place, and then they've gotten some from Russia. Yeah, but the people, the unrest in Iran is not being reported by the news media any more than the truth that of what's going on in China is being reported by the mainstream news media. But
well, there is no mainstream media in Iran. If you report anything, you're in jail. And
you're dead. I'm talking about inside the sources that might be able to get in. Like, there are always reporters that sneak into North Korea and come out with photos and video. You know, they can you can do it if you want to. But it doesn't seem to be, you know, the old expression that where there's a will, there's a way.
It
doesn't seem to be much. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Risking getting caught. Remember those, weren't there a couple of college students that got, was that in Iran or was that someplace else?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Iran, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oof, what a mess. Number nine, the celebrity list of people who have COVID-19, people who are passing away. I don't think we were talking about Brian Dennehy dying at the age of 81. I do not believe it was from complications. He was a smoker, and you know, you can probably tell that by looking at him, but it wasn't something that I don't, at least anything that I saw didn't indicate it. It was natural causes.
No, it wasn't coronavirus, family. I don't think. Yeah.
No, uh-uh. No.
I think he'd been battling something, according to his family. They didn't say what, but something.
He didn't look good when he was on the last episode of The Blacklist. Playing Reddington's father, he didn't look good. He just didn't look good. Number eight, the education circumstances. I think there are a number of the implication here of colleges considering a new school year with no students on campus. Can you imagine these buildings and these campuses, these facilities? It may be not only summer classes would be canceled, but university chiefs are trying to figure out how to handle their incoming students and what happens in the fall. Is it too far out to be making these decisions at this point, do you think, or not?
I think so, but I think they're planning for it. And I know for sure in California, the governor was the first in the country to lay out his plan for reopening businesses, which we saw the president do this week, and we saw some other governors start to lay out things that would need to happen to get states back to business. And one of the things that's on Newsom's list is that schools will look very different, that it is possible that elementary, high school, middle school kids will go back in the fall, but that they'll have to cut class size, that they'll actually stagger schedules, which means less classroom time. They'll get rid of PE. They'll make lunch and recess look a whole lot different.
Yeah.
So it's,
but
yeah,
you know,
I think there's...
On that, Jennifer, a lot of youngsters, I've found out in our community anyway, but around the country, I guess the same thing, how many at-risk children are getting pretty much all their food from the schools. They go in and have a
breakfast. They're still keeping it up, by the way. You still can get them. At least in California, there's a program where I shouldn't even say in California, in L.A., where I live, the L.A. Unified School District is still doing these meal pickup centers.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
even during coronavirus, there you can still go and get your kids the two meals a day that they would have gotten. They're just not doing that third meal, which I guess they would do, a take-home meal. They're doing two meals, and parents can come and get them.
The end of the day. There is something that's sort of related to this. You know, the SNAP program for people who are on welfare, although welfare is not a politically correct term, that's really what it is. The programs have been cut back somewhat under the current administration, and I think, frankly, my own read on that is that the right people got cut off the program needed to be whittled down. Now, there are a lot of ways of applying it. One of the administrators for the community that I live called me yesterday and wanted to know if I would take SNAP payments for the ice cream that I'm selling on the farm. Many of you know that I'm a farmer.
What'd you
farmer.
Say? That's interesting.
I said yes. I said yeah. I don't even know how the... I asked her a little bit as to how the program works because my other friend, the farmer that does the produce up the street, took it last year and apparently had a hard time getting his money. So he said to me, look out. But I went through the way it worked with this administrator and I felt... like, okay, you know what, excuse me, even if it didn't work well, I'd try it to help people out, especially at this time, even though ice cream, for most people, not me, is not an essential food, but it's really a way, there were so many people that came to the farm last weekend to take advantage of our first weekend of being open. You had to stay in the car, we had, you know, appropriate masks and gloves on everybody, and it was well done. So we're doing it again this weekend. And so the question from this person was, this weekend, if we send people up who can't, you know, they have a busload of people that are all disabled, but they are on assistance, will you take their SNAP cards? I guess that's what it is, right? Like a credit card? Take the SNAP cards and pay for it. I said, yeah, I would. And so we'll see where that goes. But there are a lot of people, I think that's part of, to go back to what we were initially talking about here with a focus on education, this is part of what we have been saying all along, ladies, that the world is going to change. It's going to take on a different face, a different structure. And some of these things are going to be more obvious than others. Some of them will be quicker than others. But I think there are going to be a lot of changes, especially if this thing continues and does affect our lives into the good weather months, which we're getting pretty close to bumping into now, although you wouldn't believe it if you look at the forecast in the Northeast this weekend for 2 inches of snow. There hasn't been 2 inches of snow here in one storm all winter. So, anyway, it'd be interesting to see how this it does. The international students, I wonder about them. Are we still taking in as many international? That was one source of cash at my university.
There are kids who are, you know, who've already been accepted and are expecting to return, or returning students. And so what do you do with them? You know,
a lot of people were stuck here. They never went back. They were here going to school, and they just stayed.
Yep.
All right, next up here is the psychology of this virus, the psychology of having it, the psychology of being cooped up in your homes, the psychology of living with or not your spouse. I saw another item of interest when it came to divorces. The risks now of you getting divorced have upped the ante. You know, there is the people living in close quarters. They find out they don't like each other. So, you know.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise. See you later. I want a divorce. So, I mean, and so I would wonder how this affects, because normally when you say, oh, I want to get divorced, somebody moves out. But where are they moving to?
Nowhere. There are,
yeah. I
mean, and where will they be afford? Where can you afford to move? That's the other question.
I think the smart people are the ones who, as soon as they thought that this would happen, the stay-at-home order would happen, that they just bailed moved out then. Yeah.
You have some friends that did that, Victoria?
No, I was reading about Julianne Hough and her husband, so apparently that's what they did. They've been kind of, I guess, on the rocks for a while, and now they're separated while they're
quarantining. Isn't it funny? Every time I hear her name, I think her husband is the guy in the movie with her, where they were lovers and friends. She and the guy was married to Fergie.
Josh Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel.
Duhamel, right. Mm-hmm. They were in that movie together.
Yeah.
Funny, every time I think of her, I think of him.
She should have married him.
Maybe.
I know, she might have been better off.
She doesn't seem too happy with the one she chose. So.
And he's divorced from Fergie now, too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See?
But he's with some other lady.
How about me? How about a round of applause for me knowing what's going on in the gossip department?
I'm very impressed.
Well done, Dougie. Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of well done, we're going to have a couple of well done commercials here, and then we'll continue with our overview of the Talkers charts for this week with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrans for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrans at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green.
Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles. All you got to do is dial them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go to progressive.com. Next item of interest, number six on the countdown list, the story of our relationship with China. This is my baby here. The Chinese at this point in time, and our knowledge, never mind our relationship with them, the knowledge that we are gleaning from how they have not only caused this, but the ramifications that more focus on how they've dug in and their claws into America the way they do, whether they need us or not. There's some people, because they're hurting for food, who say they need us and we should make them pay. And I think we should make them pay whatever we, you know, four times what it's worth. And the reason that I think that, in part, is because they have, for example, this story with Smithfield Foods and Nathan's Hot Dogs. They own the company that is that manufactures, if you will, the products that come from pork. The WH Group in China bought Smithfield a couple of years ago at the behest of Chinese government getting to they went to the Justice Department and made their case. It would be better. All of the same nonsense and garbage and unbelievable BS that all these companies come up with when they want to take over another company. But in this case, it was a Chinese group. So now they have ruined the economy of the world. This company, Smithfield, and Nathan's Hot Dogs are in trouble because the packing plants, if the people there have got a virus. So they're looking for a bailout. The Chinese government that owns the WH Group, that owns Smithfield, has come to our country, taken over the business, ruined it, and now they want a bailout from our government. Never mind chutzpah, but how do we let these things get, and do we learn? Is this one of the things we're learning as we go through this experience? Good question. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around. Because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia. With fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia. Give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth, with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, Talk Radio Review here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on the air around the country with an overview of the charts for this week. From Talkers Magazine, they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and Talkers.com. And this list at number five, Presidential Authority is number five. Whether the president sets the what was the thing this week the governors said they would decide when everybody go back to business, and the president said no, that's my job. And then when he was called
well, see,
on
this
it,
this was one of those headlines that was blown out.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Proportion.
Yeah, of course.
And really, and, you know, and Trump doesn't help himself as much as I like him. Sometimes he, like, responds to the headlines instead of, like, just
right.
clarifying what he said. But the truth is that what he's talking about, since I speak the language, is that he is saying the federal government would come up with new guidelines. Remember, the federal guideline had this, the social distancing order in effect through the end of the month. And so now the question is what happens after the end of the month. So the federal government comes up with federal guidelines. They give those to the states. The states then decide when it's appropriate for them to reopen. I don't think that this should be that hard. And apparently that's what was discussed on a big phone call that they had. I think it was Thursday when everyone got together on a teleconference.
Right.
And the federal government identifies states that are candidates to reopen in phase one, which would still be very limited, a limited reopen. And according to Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and President Trump, there are about 20 states that could be ready to reopen if the governors are comfortable. And the first stipulation is that you have a decline in cases for over a 14-day period before you can even have the conversation about what to do. And
yeah.
then you'd still really have a limited reopening. So this is a very – I thought the plan that was released by the federal government was very modest. It didn't seem overly aggressive. And it seemed to have the support of both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx in its implementation.
Right.
The problem, though, is New York is the only state that's had 3 days in a row now of a decline. So New York will end up being the first state. We were the first affected and we'll be the first one out of it. And then New Jersey will follow behind that. California is probably very close to New Jersey on that timeline. So
we're still going up. But
oh, you are?
The problem, the problem in
Jersey's
California.
Jersey's going up, too.
Massachusetts went up this weekend and sort of flattened out.
The one state that didn't, though, Ohio, they actually had their apex the 2 days after, no, 2 days before the president. The governor of Ohio actually shut down the state. So there are certain states that are going to be able to do this.
North
that
Dakota is a mess.
Yeah. Well,
and that's
Dakota,
mostly because of the
really
Smithfield,
bad.
the people in Sioux Falls at the Smithfield plant. And
Texas, I think, is going to be one of the first to open up. Texas seems
mm-hmm.
like they're ready
yeah.
to go. So
seem to be
we'll
calmed down there. Yeah. So let me ask you this. In terms of presidential authority, people who are told they have to wear masks in public. That seems to be one of the big deals this week. Some of the governors are saying you have to, even the mayor of my community said if you're out in public, you got to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And could the president, is that something that really is an example of what governors can do with an executive order? Or could that be overridden? Could the president say, not that he's going to, but you know what, you don't really need to, use your own judgment and don't pay attention to what Governor Cuomo or anybody else says. Is that?
I think the difference is if someone really wanted to push this and take it to court, the difference is the wording of the executive orders, at least in New Jersey and New York. I can't speak to the others, but the wording is it is advised that when you're out in public and you cannot practice social distancing, like if you're hiking, you're fine. You don't need to have a mask on. But if you're going to be walking into a grocery store or a pharmacy, you have to wear a mask. And the way that they're doing it is they're saying that the stores will have to turn you away if you're not wearing a mask. So if you say, oh, you're violating my personal rights or whatever, you don't really have a legal leg to stand on because the stores are the ones with the authorities to turn you away from service.
Yeah. I went into a hardware store, and I had left my mask in the truck. And the guy who's my friend that runs the store says, you can't come in without your mask on.
Right.
So I went back out and got my mask.
Right.
And as it turned out, he knew what I wanted anyway because I'd called ahead and ordered it. So he brought it out to the truck. And that's another thing. If you're smart, you're going to call ahead and order no matter what service you're looking for. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In April, we're covering crimes you can commit against and as authors. It's about how you as an author interact with your audience. And coming up in May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book, now is the time to check us out. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
8V.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our info zone. I guess we can call it that, yeah. All right, we have the services of a couple of your favorite radio personalities here. By the way, did you see the ratings? 42% increase in listenership across the board to not just the, you know, this is sometimes a collective of all the spoken word formats, like news and sports and news talk, that sort of thing. But this is specifically talk and talk stations that are providing some context. Maybe you agree, maybe you don't agree. I've been fairly critical of some of the stuff that I've heard that seems not to be working on solutions. The focus of the blame doesn't work too well for me. But anyway, I just think it's interesting that people are using the radio more than anything else. And also, the evening newscasts are up, but the viewership to the cable channels isn't. So you want to take a crack at why that might be? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan.
Oh, well, I think I know immediately. The local media is actually super serving the audience right now, because on the national channels, all you're getting is the national news for the most part, except maybe for the exception of New York, where they carry the Cuomo press conferences. But locally, you get not only the Trump press conference every day, they interrupt for that typically. You also get all of your local officials doing their press updates. I noticed that I've been using local news way more than I ever had in the past, just to prepare for the shows that I do locally. So
not me. I don't look at any of that stuff. I don't use television. I take the 14 or 15 different
sources. And therein
lies
the problem.
What? Watching television? I don't know. I wouldn't waste my time. Watching that stuff, it's pejorative. They're make heroes or celebrities out of these people. If I saw one more story about George Stephanopoulos getting the coronavirus from his wife, I thought, it's okay. So they're not any more important. They put their pants on one leg at a time, take a shower every day, go to the bathroom. Why are they more important, other than people know who they are, than the average Joe down the street who's going through the same thing? It's the fact that we make something out of nothing, and that becomes news. It's not news. Well, I mean, yes, it is news. George Stephanopoulos has coronavirus. Okay, good. All right, next. Number 4 on the list of the top 10 stories is the presidential race and the political guessing as to who's going to be the vice presidential running mate of Joe Biden at this point in time. A lot of speculation that it's going to be a woman, and then people say it's going to be a woman of color. Are there boxes? You got to check this box off. What about finding the most qualified person? Is there any thought to that, or are we just looking for somebody that'll check off all the boxes?
I don't think he's looking to just check boxes. I think that
he doing it by himself, or is somebody coaching him?
Well, I would think a lot of people.
I would think he's going to check the ultimate box, because he already made the promise, and I don't think he can go back on it, that he's going to pick a woman. So already he's checking a box. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though? The thing is, like, I'm as a woman, I'm not offended by that, because if someone doesn't, everybody got to where we are now because somebody checked a box and gave somebody a chance, and it became the new norm. You know, and I don't know. I don't understand the argument that some people are trying to make, like, you know, and I'm not saying you, Doug, but, you know, I understand, yes, you could see it as checking a box, but I don't know.
I'm happy
sometimes
I would like to have, you know me, I've been saying for years, more women need to be in charge, because things are always better when women are in charge.
Well,
they
I
just
are. Get a little frustrated because no one asks about checking a box when a man is picked, but
right.
that doesn't
yeah.
mean that he's credible or should be there. It's just, you know, people automatically see, oh, he picked a guy, that's fine. He must be, you know, no one's putting any extra thought into it. It's safe.
Well, I think they do check a box for minority men, certainly. I don't think that it's just a free pass for men. I don't think it's necessarily exclusive
well,
to
I guess
gender
I'm,
when we
I'm,
talk about checking
I'm
boxes.
Saying white men, that, you know, when they get picked as president, no one looks in the past and says, oh, well, that guy was a bad president.
Old
we're never
going
to pick
even.
A, we're not going to pick a white man to be president again. They get a pass that way. And so I think
But yet, the thinking was, Kara, that there, when Obama was picked, that many people voted for him because he was the first black guy to run for president.
Well, people might have voted for him because he's black, but it's not just because he's black. It's because
some
it's fine.
Did.
It's
yeah,
some people,
voted
but
for
it's,
him just because he was black.
But it's also because as a black man, they could identify with him
I get,
because he
I
had similar
that.
Experiences.
Which is
they
too
could,
bad. Isn't it really when you
no,
get down
I
to
think
it?
That's representation is so important.
No, you're not missing that. That's not the point I'm making. Sorry, I didn't make my point well. The point is that isn't it too bad that we have to feel like there is a need for representation of color because it's ignored by people that it has to be
well,
a special
a
task.
There is a need. And what I'm saying is now,
that.
Yeah, but see, what now that we have, if you want to stay with the metaphor of check that box, we had the first African-American president. If someone else comes along, regardless of gender, who is a minority, then that's already become normalized, and that's important. That's very mm-hmm. important. And,
well,
and, you know, it's important that we had a female candidate. Now, you know, however anyone feels about Hillary, look, 3 million people more than Trump voted for a woman.
Yeah.
So it's not crazy for a Biden to say, I'm going to pick a woman as a running mate. We already technically elected a woman as president.
One thing for sure, he's not going to pick Hillary as his running mate. I think we can be pretty sure on
yeah.
that. I think you're pretty. But the business about it goes back to Jack Kennedy. When I was a kid, Jack Kennedy ran, and everybody said the Pope is going to run the country. What nonsense! And then you know, I would like to see somebody Jewish, frankly, even though I don't like separating out. I think it's there have been. Yeah, I really, really, of all the people who were potential candidates for president, Michael Bloomberg was my favorite.
Did anyone care? I don't think
no,
anyone cared
No, I think you got down
all.
To it. You
well,
heard a little bit.
I think
nobody
because
about
they're
Sanders,
white,
but,
so they don't talk
right, they're
about
white
that.
Men, so it just it still is in that category.
How many black Jewish guys do you know? Who,
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, that's
the only
exactly.
one I know of.
Sammy Davis Jr. for president.
And he converted.
I love it.
Yay! All right, let's see here. Number three on the list, health care and what happens. The very interesting questions have come up this week. For example, is there a risk of catching this if you go to an urgent care? Medical emergencies, heart attacks, asthma attacks, you got to go to the ER, you got to go to urgent care. So if you do that, what's the risk? The folks at Johns Hopkins said the risk through an ER urgent care facility was really quite high, and people have taken that to heart. So people who get sick, I don't want to go to the hospital. And maybe that's what we were talking earlier this week on the DJB program about how many empty beds there were at hospitals and how frustrating it is because you can't get any elective surgery done. Doctors aren't around, but yet there are plenty of empty beds. Plenty.
Well, I think the first thing that's going to change is going to be elective surgeries are going to start up again. As
yeah.
soon as they can
I hope so, because
that,
otherwise, yeah. guess what? We're going to have to do a huge hospital bailout. And because
uh-huh.
keep in mind that there are also a lot of people who are out of work who are now going to just let their insurance lapse, and they're not going to be paying for that. So,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people
true.
Lost their insurance letting
that's
it lapse.
That's what I mean. And
yeah,
they won't be able
option.
To afford the pickup, the copay.
So the bottom
right?
line here, the Johns Hopkins report said that if you go to the ER, be ready to risk yourself because this stuff, these places are dirty. They even if they're getting a lot of people that are in there that are cleaning the place up, it's just it's
a risk.
Dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah, it sure is. And when it comes to getting sick, also think about the mail. That was one of the things that we touched on. All the deliveries from Amazon, et cetera, FedEx, the U.S. Postal Service. The experts say contracting the disease from mail is very high. The president of the health advisory group, Schmidt and Libby, said, "So, quote, so we do know that the virus can live for days on a variety of fabrics, cardboard, metals, vinyl, plastic, rubber, and others as well. So didn't we ask the question this week about whether you should, wasn't your food, you know, can you get it off of the skin of an orange? Or
there have been
you
no
can.
Cases of,
yeah. Well, there have been no packaging, cases of, basically.
Yeah,
right.
The packaging, yeah. But it's, yeah. It's, a, it's, it is not foodborne. There are no cases of it being transferred via food. So
no.
You can get takeout and you can do it safely.
Yeah. All right. That goes for ice cream. We're going to do ice cream on Grubhub this weekend, ladies.
That's good.
That?
Exciting.
Yeah. Very. All right. 44 past the hour. Coming up. The economy and how it's being affected. I think most of us can figure that one out pretty easily. And then some of the other stats that whether they're important. And I find it drives me nuts, actually, to know that what most people are interested in is how many people are sick today versus yesterday. I don't see what you learned from that. But anyway, we'll get to it in a matter of moments. 44 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of the hot hits. In talk radio, our overview, our perspective and respective, I guess. Is that a word, respective? No, perspective
sure.
And retrospective.
Why not?
I like that
now.
Word better. Yes, it is. From the story list at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, comes the list this week, the week of April 13th, 17th, the official list on the countdown. Number 10, our relationship with Iran. Number 9, famous people who are sick. Number 8, education, what's going to happen for the rest of the school year and moving forward. Number 7, the psychological impact, relationships as a result of all of this. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, does the president have authority to do a lot of things that otherwise he might not be able to do? Number 4 is the presidential race. Number 3, the ramifications on your ability to get health care. The economy is number 2, as you might imagine, what the new normal is or going to be. And number 1, the projections, the stats with all of the deaths and, you know, that sort of thing. It's really in the money being spent. Kind of an amazing week again from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. According to the American Cancer Society, every year more than 14,000 women die from ovarian cancer.
There's no good screening test for ovarian cancer, and most of the symptoms of ovarian cancer are quite vague. So often it's abdominal bloating, changes in bowel or bladder function, and often those are treated as though you would treat, you know, other less serious illnesses.
Gynecologic oncologist Dr. Carrie Langstrat says the disease often goes undetected until it's spread somewhere else, and then it's frequently fatal. So what are some of the clues that could tip a woman off that she needs to be checked?
Feeling full earlier, so not able to eat as much. Feeling like their belly is expanding, so maybe their pants get a little tighter or they're loosening their belts a little bit more. Sometimes back pain, sometimes shortness of breath or chest pain, which may indicate fluid around the lung related to ovarian cancer. Those are the main symptoms.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. People list from Talkers Magazine. Every week there are two lists that are published. You can get them at talkers.com right on the sort of front page. And you also do the story line that Michael Harrison does every day at talkers.com. People list includes at number 10, Boris Johnson. Number 9, Xi Jinping. Number 8, Mitch McConnell. 7 is Nancy Pelosi and all the ice cream in her refrigerator. Number 6, Joe Biden. Number 5, Gretchen Whitmer. Number 4 is Andrew Cuomo. I would say his brother got a lot of attention this week as well. CNN anchor who first said he was going to get off the air and then he stayed on the air. Mike Pence, number 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list for all the reasons, all the things. Is there a moment that goes by as you listen to the radio that there isn't some conversation somewhere about President Trump? He's got the mic, that's for sure. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's move back into the focus here of the top 10 stories anyway. Number 2, the economy and what's going on in the economy. Who's got jobs? I guess to a point that has to do as well with the number of small businesses under 500 that have applied for the PPP, the payroll protection plan. That money is drained out. There's no more of it left. They're going to try to redo it, but I think there's some political machination, ladies, right? Isn't there in the consideration of another?
Yeah, about adding more. I think the Democrats are ready.
Hospitals isn't a big one.
Yeah, the Democrats are ready for another stimulus bill. Republicans are saying we'll get to another phase 4. Let's just get the small business money replenished, because what the goal is to try to keep people off of unemployment.
Well, if you don't keep this money, companies that still haven't, right, exactly. And the money hasn't been distributed. Not a penny of it's been distributed yet. I was one of the first ones in last week, and they said we'd have it by the end of the week. This week, I haven't seen it yet. Interesting, when you look around at companies like Amazon, that are doing so well in this. Amazon still says they're hiring. They need another 75,000 workers.
Because everybody's buying from them. I've always bought from Amazon, even my groceries. I can't even get groceries delivered because there's no windows available.
They hired 100,000 employees last month. They need another 75,000 this month. Doesn't that say something about that business model and about what people think?
Well, it's safer right now. People don't want to go into stores.
Well,
Amazon has everything.
Talked about how healthy or unhealthy cardboard was that stuff is shipped in.
Yeah.
Because of Amazon,
I can't get my groceries delivered, I've actually done more grocery shopping during coronavirus than I've done all year.
Yeah. And I thought one of the things that was interesting, there's always a lot of attention on Jeff Bezos, who runs Amazon. He said something to his workers this week. And I'm going to quote, it's actually a Dr. Seuss quote. When something bad happens to you, you have three choices. You can either let it define you, let it destroy you, or you can let it strengthen you. And I thought that was pretty smart. He's become a little controversial, but I thought that was interesting. I'm going to keep that in the back of my mind. Dr. Seuss is always good. When all else fails, find something from Dr. Seuss. All right, ladies, good job. We've gone through the overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's no more pain.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
One of our heroes is Victoria Keelan because she's got the in-the-know, on-the-go when it comes to information that will help you in the technology sector. So let's go through the top five items this week from her research. Starting at number five, the Airbnb virtual experience that you can have if you can't travel. You can travel, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, in a sense, you actually can. This is great for families. Families are really looking. I see all the time moms and dads posting online that if they've got young kids in the house who are, you know, kind of have cabin fever, they're really looking for different things to do. This is a great thing. So this is on Airbnb's website. It's called Experiences. And you can do all kinds of things. Cooking classes, bartending, virtual farm tours is a big thing. Doug, you should totally get on that. Yeah. Virtual bike tours, wine tasting classes, makeup tutorials, tarot card readings, comedy shows, things like that. And the nice thing is it's very affordable. So per person for the activities, they start from just like $2, $3, $6, and then they go up to $65 for the more expensive things like wine tasting, things like that. But it's all the classes are done on Zoom, and Airbnb is providing approved hosts with paid access that's going to be free for them. So it's really a great way for people to still make a little bit of money if they are Airbnb hosts. And it's like I said, it's a great thing to do. Lots of family-friendly things. You don't even need to get in the car, and you can go and take a virtual tour of a farm or an animal sanctuary. It's really, really neat. So I would highly recommend that one.
All right, good. Number four, Apple has unveiled something new.
Apple has unveiled their new budget iPhone, and this is the SE model. They haven't had an SE since 2016, so 4 years later they decided, probably appropriate for the times right now, that maybe people don't want to spend $1,100 on a new phone, so the new SE model will start at $399, and which is a lot less than the $1,099, which is what the 11 Pro Max is right now. This is a smaller phone, but it has 4K video. It's got a Retina HD display, Touch ID, and apparently, according to Tim Cook, the best single camera system that they've ever put into an iPhone. It also has the same battery life as an iPhone 8. It ships on the 24th of April. So this is a great, great deal if you're looking for a budget entry into iPhone.
Number three, stop sharing your info.
Yeah, so on Instagram and Facebook, this hashtag class of 2020 thing, people are posting their senior yearbook photos somehow in solidarity to the seniors in high school and college who will not be able to have a graduation this year. The problem is, this is giving so much information away that people don't even realize. Hackers can take this information. They know what high school you went to. They know the mascot. They know what town you're from. They know what year you graduated. You might as well just give them your social security number at this point. So if you're doing this and you really feel the need to, make sure your passwords are changed and updated. And if you're on Facebook, make sure you have activated the two-factor authentication for extra security.
All right, number two, Verizon is, I take my foot out of my mouth whenever I say anything good about Verizon, so you can take it from there.
Well, we don't know if this is good yet, but Verizon is launching a new tool to help customers troubleshoot their own issues, and because right now we know that Verizon made the announcement last week that they will no longer do new installs of Internet, and they will not send a technician into your house. If there's something outside of your house, that you can find a repairman for that, and they will send a service person out and investigate it, but anything that it's inside your house, no bueno. So this is the way to troubleshoot on your own. Anything that you can do on your own, this is a virtual tool that will allow you to link up with a Verizon tech person so you can send them pictures of things, like you can snap a picture on your phone and send it within this chat box, and that way they can try to help you troubleshoot. I don't know how effective this is going to be. It's something, I guess, but a lot of people who have real issues with their Verizon or with their Internet in general, they typically they will need more help than on their own. Yeah. So
the average bunny. Right. Yeah. Okay, number one this week in terms of tech stories, this is a Sling job.
Well, Sling TV, this is something that is really cool, and a lot of people are catching on to this now. Sling is providing free TV from 5 p.m. to midnight every single night as part of this initiative that we're all supposed to stay at home. So starting now, new Sling TV customers can register for the service. It's called Happy Hour Across America. You don't need to enter a credit card. You don't have to cancel anything. This is completely free if you are new to Sling. You'll get access to their Blue service, which is the plan that normally is $30 a month. So it gives you 32 live channels, and it's you can upgrade if you want to pay for it, but it includes Disney, ESPN, a lot of movie offerings and things like that. So I think it's a great way for Sling to get their name out there and get people to start cutting the cord from cable. You can save a whole lot of money.
Information provided by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Tech Talk time is 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he hopes Congress can get another financial aid package for small business agreed to and get it passed by midweek. At a White House press briefing this Sunday afternoon, President Trump says the aid package aims to give small business a boost in funds for coronavirus testing.
We're also looking at helping our hospitals and our rural hospitals who have been hurt very badly. The rural hospitals for a long time have not been treated properly. We're looking to help them.
Meanwhile, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Seema Verma says the administration is working with health care providers to reopen services shut down to allow for the treatment of coronavirus patients.
Assuring that they have the appropriate cleaning in place and that they observe social distancing inside the healthcare facilities. And this isn't going to be like a light switch. It's more like a sunrise where it's going to be a gradual process.
North of the border, a deadly shooting in Canada claims 16 lives.
A man went on a shooting rampage in the Canadian province of Nova Scotia on Sunday. The deadliest such attack in the country in 30 years. A police officer was among the dead. The shooter, 51-year-old Gabriel Wortman, disguised himself as a police officer in uniform at one point and made his car look like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police cruiser. Wortman was arrested at a gas station in Enfield, just outside Halifax. Police later announced that he had died. John Scott reporting.
Thousands of Los Angeles City workers must take 26 furlough days. That's the equivalent of a 10% pay cut over the course of the next fiscal year as the nation's second largest city deals with the economic fallout from the COVID-19 crisis. Mayor Eric Garcetti made the announcement Sunday in an emotional State of the City address where he warned of an economic blow far worse than the 2008 recession. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the coronavirus pandemic was accelerated by China's refusal to share information with the rest of the world.
Secretary Pompeo tells the Salem Radio Network one side of any authoritarian regime
is the absence of the ability for information to flow freely.
Pompeo says China's Communist Party kicked out U.S. journalists as the outbreak began and silenced its own doctors when they raised the alarm. The result?
The world didn't know what was confronting it, and in a virus like this, those first hours and days and weeks are the most critical in stopping the spread.
Pompeo says he also blames the World Health Organization for not confronting China's cover-up, something that only made the outbreak more devastating. Bob Agnew reporting.
Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa extended, that is, the country's lockdown until May 3rd. He warned of an upsurge in coronavirus infections. Mines in the manufacturing sector will be allowed to reopen to help the country's stalled economy. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There is one thing that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will reopen. The avid fisherman says marinas can now resume operations for private boaters.
Here at the Venice Marina in Brooklyn, it's welcome news to the few boaters around and the one worker I found who didn't want to give his full name but says everyone knows him by Tata.
That's good for me. It's business as usual.
Why?
Eh? Life up and go on, you know.
But Captain Andrew Amplo, who was sitting on his boat, wonders just how many people will be on the water, given what the coronavirus has done to the economy.
You know, they have to pay their house rent, their mortgages, and everything else before they pay storage on a boat. I mean, this is a luxury, not a necessity.
Meanwhile, two boats come in for morning fishing trips. Several others sit in slips, loads more in dry dock here, just waiting to go in the water, maybe. Julie Walker, Brooklyn, New York.
You can always check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
And now, when radio was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Greg Bell, and we begin with the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show. Then George Burns and Gracie Allen welcome motion picture leading man John Garfield. First, though, it's a big screen leading lady as the special guest. She was born in the Commonwealth of Virginia, with the elite-sounding name of Margaret Schuyler Fisher. But on the movie marquee, she was billed as Lynn Berry. Nicknamed both the woo-woo girl and the girl with the million-dollar figure, she was a curvaceous, dark-haired, pin-up World War II-era beauty who went on to appear in well over 100 motion pictures from the early 1930s into the late 60s. Here she is with Edgar and Charlie performing before the troops back on March 25, 1945.
Of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show, starring Edgar Bergen and Don Ameche.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Don Ameche inviting you to join us here where we're entertaining an audience of several thousand members of the United States Army Air Force at Luke Army Airfield. Our guest this evening is the glamorous and talented Miss Lynn Berry. And, of course, our regular group is, as always, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, Ken Carpenter, Effie Clinker, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy.
Never seen so much blue sky and so much sun.
Well, Charlie, here in the Valley of the Sun, they have a son to be proud of.
Yeah, and the daughters ain't so bad either.
Oh, is that why you're wearing cowboy boots and frontier breeches?
Well, that's the way they folks they dress out here, Joan. Why, they even put spurs on when they pitch horseshoes.
Yeah, but you better take them off when you go jitterbugging.
Yeah.
Those spurs, you know?
I don't know what the point is. Say, how would you like to hear me sing an old roundup song?
Well, how would you like to listen to Joan Merrill singing Sentimental Journey?
Well, I reckons it's ladies first, I reckons.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease, gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven. Come every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey home.
Mr. Bergen?
Yes, Charlie?
How things been going with you lately, old boy?
Well, quite well, Charlie.
That's splendid. I'm glad to hear it.
Yes. Except I haven't seen much of you since you received that $500 reward money.
Oh, yes, that's quite true, yes. Yes, we've sort of been drifting apart, haven't we?
Yes. Yes, Charlie, and if you ever get too far away from me, I don't know what I would do.
Brother, you ain't kidding about that.
Well,
I want to tell you, though, Bergen, that being into dough, it ain't what it's cracked up to be.
Oh, it's not?
No.
You mean that you're not happier with money?
No, I'm not.
I see.
I guess I'm just a bum at heart.
I see.
I like the simple joys of life, such as skipping school and getting into trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've done plenty of that.
Yes, I have.
But we have had a lot of fun together.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember how you used to come to me and beg me to tell you a story?
Yeah. I still like them, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Charlie.
Yeah.
I want to tell you one now.
Good.
I want to tell you that immortal story of Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you know why? Do you know why the little girl was called Little Red Riding Hood?
Because she wore black shoes?
No, no, no.
Isn't that silly?
No, her grandmother gave her a little short red velvet cloak.
Yeah?
And she liked it so well, she would never wear anything else.
Wasn't that kind of drafty?
Well, no. Now, one day her mother said, Red Riding Hood, your grandmother isn't feeling well, and I want you to take her this cake and this bottle of wine.
And don't forget to pick up the empties.
No, now, please. So Red Riding Hood said, Yes, Mother, I will go to Grandmother's.
Or better still, let's all go to Grandmother's.
Yes. So you see, poor old Grandmother, she was very sick and very weak.
Yeah? I bet she wasn't too weak to pull a cork with her teeth.
Well, now. Soon Red Riding Hood was on her way. It was a long walk because her grandmother lived in the deep forest, far from the village.
She was hiding out from the cops.
No.
Why did she live in the forest?
I don't know why.
You don't know?
No.
Well, you don't know?
No.
Isn't that a kind of sloppy lack of research there, ain't it, bud?
Well, to get on with the story, Little Red Riding Hood was walking along through the woods when she met a wolf.
Anyone we know?
Well, no. No, this was a very crafty and a very dangerous wolf.
Well, she shouldn't have gone by the way of Luke Field.
Oh. And the wolf approached Red Riding Hood and said, where are you going, little one?
That's a very corny approach,
Charles.
Now, when I meet a babe, I just whistle and say, all right, please, Charlie.
Do you want to ruin this story?
No, you're doing pretty well yourself.
Red Riding Hood told the wolf she was on her way to her grandmother's house. And the wolf asked, where does your grandmother live?
Don't tell her, Red. Don't tell her. You'll be sorry.
All right, buddy. Red Riding Hood did tell the wolf. And the wicked creature took a shortcut through the woods and arriving at grandmother's house first.
Yeah? I knew that old wolf was up to no good. I just knew it.
Yeah.
Oh, if I could only do something. Just sit here helplessly. I shall go mad. I tell you, mad.
Oh. All right. When the wolf came to the house, he knocked and he shouted, open the door or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
Has grandmother moved in with the three little pigs?
No. Maybe I'm a little confused.
Maybe. Get it right, chum. Get it right.
Oh, yes. The wolf rushed in then and ate up the grandmother.
That reminds me, what time is chow around here?
You see, he swallowed the grandmother whole.
That's awful manners, yours. You should never gulp your food, all right?
Yes. The wolf put on Grandma's long nightgown and her nightcap.
Like the one you wear?
Oh, not really. Now, and he got into the bed, and he was hoping that he would fool Little Red Riding Hood.
Well, the cad. Boo!
All right.
I hate him.
And poor Little Red Riding Hood walked in, and the wolf sprang out of the bed and ate her right down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Eat a little Red Riding Hood.
That's right.
Where are the MPs?
All right.
There is no excuse for that sort of thing.
All right. But fortunately, some hunters came by just then, and they slid open the wolf, and out jumped Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother safe and sound.
Mr. Burkhead, don't you know any better than to tell a child of my tender age such blood-curdling stories?
What do you mean?
Don't you know the danger of a fear complex?
A what? Fear complex?
Haven't you read Freud, the adolescent neurosis?
I haven't.
Or Dr. Mitchell's Conquest of Fear?
No.
Or Dr. Cartoffel's Parents Should Not Be Forgiven?
No, but I intend to.
Well, that's a poor excuse. You have failed as a parent.
Yeah.
I have no more time. I must finish another book.
Oh, I see. And what are you reading now?
Frankenstein and the Seven Zombies. Oh, I see.
Our little high-riding daughter of the West. Well, how are you, Effie? I'm so very glad to see you.
Oh, Daddy. You mustn't do that.
Say, Don, wasn't that a wonderful ride we three had yesterday?
Oh, I should say.
Hey, you had a pretty lively horse, too. Or were you doing trick riding?
Well, I stayed in the saddle, and for me, that's a trick.
Yeah.
Well, what make horse were you riding?
Well, I think my horse was part Arabian and part roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was jet propulsion.
Well,
I think the highlight of our visit here was the square dance last night. And Effie, you knew all the dances from elbow swing to put your pretty foot.
That's right.
Yeah. Didn't they ask you if your ancestors were pioneers?
No, they asked me if I was.
Oh, if you're asking.
You know, Ed, I thought I was going to have a dance with Effie, but she gave them all to that lanky cowboy.
Oh, you mean Skinny?
Yeah.
He must have been 6 feet tall.
Well, I guess he would have been if they straightened out his legs.
Yeah.
Say, tell me, Effie, did you like him?
Oh, sort of hit it off.
Yeah.
He called me his saddlebag.
You know, he reminded me of some movie actor.
Yes, I think it was Hopalong Casserole.
Yeah. Did he say he loved you?
Well, he said he loved me as much as he did his horse.
Oh, well, you tell him he'll have to choose one or the other.
I did.
And?
I was scratched.
You're listening to the Charlie McCarthy Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Extreme Pro Portable SSD, or Solid State Drive. It's what you're going to need to back up all your HD or 4K video, pics, music, and other content. It's got huge storage, and it's super fast, as SanDisk Brian Pritchin explains.
So we've designed this product specifically for that person that's on the go, that wants to keep high-quality content with them. And it really starts with the SSD that you mentioned before, from a reliability standpoint. Inside that Extreme Pro Portable SSD is up to 2 terabytes of solid-state storage. The speed on that is extremely fast, over 1,000 megabytes per second. So when we talk about the difference between a hard drive and an SSD, it all comes down to speed. Higher capacity means you need to move that higher capacity fast. The faster the SSD, the more time you're going to save in moving that content.
Go to SanDisk.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week, I'm going to tell you about a great way to catch crappie this time of year. I'll share that tip in just a moment.
Whether in the field chasing turkeys, fishing on the lakes, or hitting the field to play ball, springtime fun begins right here at Paducah Academy Sports. It's turkey season, and we have Higdon's new line of turkey decoys on the shelf. And it's spawning season for crappie and bass. From weekend angler to fishing pro, we've got the fishing gear and supplies you need. Paducah Academy Sports, south on James Sanders Boulevard from Highway 60, located just west of Exit 4 on I-24.
A productive way for me to catch crappie as they are moving shallow is to fish a crappie magnet jig under a bobber. Cast it to a good-looking spot, let it sit, no bite, reel it 2 times, and let it sit again. Crappie can't stand it. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed.
According to the American Cancer Society, every year more than 14,000 women die from ovarian cancer.
There's no good screening test for ovarian cancer, and most of the symptoms of ovarian cancer are quite vague. So often it's abdominal bloating, changes in bowel or bladder function, and often those are treated as though you would treat, you know, other less serious illnesses.
Gynecologic oncologist Dr. Carrie Langstrat says the disease often goes undetected until it's spread somewhere else, and then it's frequently fatal. So what are some of the clues that could tip a woman off that she needs to be checked?
Feeling full earlier, so not able to eat as much. Feeling like their belly is expanding, so maybe their pants get a little tighter or they're loosening their belt a little bit more. Sometimes back pain, sometimes shortness of breath or chest pain, which may indicate fluid around the lung related to ovarian cancer. Those are the main symptoms.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Welcome back to the Charlie McCarthy Show on When Radio Was.
Well, Charlie, you've had many thrills this week visiting the scenic wonders here in Arizona.
Yeah. Ain't nature grand?
Yes.
Hello, Edgar and Charlie.
Well, Lynn Berry.
Now, what have you got to say, Charlie?
Ain't nature grand?
Oh, thank you, Charlie. You know, this is so exciting to be surrounded by all these wonderful fellows. They all look so bright and intelligent.
Yeah. Well, if they're so bright, I don't know why they keep asking me questions all the time.
Well, what could they possibly want to know from you?
Your phone number?
Yeah.
Enough of that, Charlie.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me about the wonderful things you've seen in Arizona.
Well, have you ever seen the hand-painted desert?
I saw it right after they put on the first coat.
Oh, you did. Yeah, well, let me tell you about the cliff dwellers.
No, Lynn, if you want to know about Arizona, let me tell you.
No. Let me tell you.
Oh, hello, Doc.
Hello, Lynn. Look, don't listen to these fellas. I am an authority on the subject.
You're always an expert, aren't you?
Well, what are you going to do about it, huh?
Well, I don't know. I wish I could think of something, though.
Well, I bet you do.
Yeah. It's annoying, I'll say that.
Yeah.
How do you happen to know so much about it, Doc?
Well, let me start by telling about the petrified forest.
Yes. Think of that. Wood turned into stone.
Ridiculous.
It could happen to you.
I won't do it just to be stubborn. I don't know why, but that man just doesn't strike me as funny. I don't know why. I just don't think he's funny.
Well, you know, personally, I thought it was loaded with wit.
Yeah. Go on. Well, I knew you'd be the first one to like it.
Now, boys, let's not quarrel. This petrified forest, it must be terribly discouraging to the woodpeckers.
You know, Lynn, I could talk 4 hours on ossified trees.
Yes, make a perfect ass of yourselves. Now, would you like to hear about what I saw?
No.
Well, I'll tell it anyway.
That's what I thought.
Now, I visited the cliff dwellers.
Oh, I say, Don and Lynn, just listen to this.
But, Ray, I was talking.
Well, I'm glad I'm not interrupting anything.
Yeah.
Ray, what have you been up to?
Well, I tell you, Don, I just got back from a wonderful sightseeing trip along the Colorado River.
Oh, Ray, did you see the Grand Canyon?
Canyon?
Well, the river flows right through it.
Oh, yes. Frankly, I thought it was a perfect washout.
Look, let me tell you about what I saw. Now, here was little me, see, tritzing all over the mountains. And what do you think I ran into?
Who? Measles?
No. The Indian village of cliff dwellers.
Well, what in the world were you out doing there with the cliff dwellers?
Lynn, have you tried to get a room in Phoenix?
Yeah. I climbed up ladder after ladder and finally reached the dwellings on the side of the mountain and had a long talk with the cliff dwellers up there. I must say, we got along very well, too.
You had a long talk with the cliff dwellers?
That's right,
Charlie, the cliff dwellers lived over 1,000 years ago.
Yeah? Well, I get along very well with elderly people.
What I mean is they're extinct.
Oh, how long since they extinct?
Charlie, what did you talk about?
Well, I walks up to the one house there, and I hear somebody talking inside. And it sounds a little like a powwow. See? So I opens the door, and I walk in. And I say, forgive me, gentlemen, Gentlemen, is this a private powwow, or can I sit in?
Oh, come in, pale puss. We hold 'em Cliff Dwellers Chamber of Commerce meeting.
Oh.
Pull up a pow and wow.
Muchas gracias.
Oh, squaw pretty puss. Why you want to come to meeting, huh?
Me believe squaw should be represented at all meetings.
Oh, me too.
It's our civic duty. And remember, civic spelled backwards spells civic.
Proceed forward, squaw.
Me believe in equal rights for women.
I'm for them.
Equal rights?
No, for women.
Then you embrace our cause?
Yes, not only the cause, but I squeeze the squaws.
All day long we work in the fields. Look, my hands are red.
Well, they should be red. You're Indian.
Pipe down, pale puss.
You over there have said very little. Who are you?
I am Big Chief Buzzard Feather in molting season. Yes, I'm the medicine man, you know.
Hiya, Doc. Do you have a good practice?
Well, yes, I do. Only my patients won't pay their bills, you know.
Well, why not, Doc?
Oh, they just don't live long enough.
Just who are you?
Who?
You.
Oh, yes. I, Rainmaker, Big Chief Thunderhead.
Oh.
Well, why haven't you brought rain? Our fields heat dry.
I'm behind in my orders. And besides, I'm short on rain.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you put away a few drizzles for a sunny day? If you're out of rain, how about a little sleet?
Sorry, sleet's frozen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the way it goes. Well, I tell you now, don't bother me. I want to talk here to Pretty Puss. Tell me all about yourself, honey.
Well, before I was married, I was known as Princess Barry.
See, I met an Indian girl around here named Rosalind Barry. They called her Rosberry for short.
That was my younger sister.
Oh.
I'm the Elderberry.
We're getting away with murder here. Oh, you're so cute. Marry me and settle down, and I'll live with you here as a cliff dweller, huh?
Yes, but you know our housing problem. If Chief Thunderhead would only move, we could get his apartment.
Yeah? Well, I'll fix that, bum. Hey, Chief.
Yes, pale puss.
Let's play a game, see who can lean over the cliff the farthest, huh?
Oh, me good at that. Look, hey, look, I'm leaning.
Oh, you can lean farther than that.
Okay, here, look.
I'll help you. Here, I'll give you a little push.
Oh!
Bums away. See, three cushion shot. Did you see him bounce? He must be a hobby Indian.
You know, you can hardly look at a cup and saucer without thinking of the pleasure they bring you. And here's a way to make sure they never let you down. Stock up this week with delicious, more flavorable Chasen Sanborn coffee. It's the blend with a second cup appeal of flavor you can't forget. Rich in fragrance, richer in flavor, it wins new friends every day. In the past year, more people enjoyed Chasen Sanborn coffee than ever before in our history. And that spectacular swing comes as a climax to 81 years of making finer coffee. It's a genuine tribute to this superb blend. A nationwide hats off to Chasen Sanborn flavor. Call that to mind this week when you're buying coffee. And don't take anything less. You're entitled to all this extra goodness, too, morning, noon, and night. At breakfast, of course, you want that lift of zippy, tangy, wake up and go. And all through the day, with food or by itself, Chasen Sanborn makes the occasion. Enjoy it often. Ask your grocer for Chasen Sanborn coffee. In the last few days, we have met men who pioneered the flak-hung skies of Europe. And men who have reached down from super fortresses 30,000 feet in the air to put the torch to Tokyo.
Their experience has taught the world that the airplane can't conquer men, but it can annihilate industry. An airplane can't occupy land, but it can crowd men's minds. An airplane can't win a war, but the lack of one will lose it. And so we are winning behind the spearhead of an Air Force second to none, commanded by a five-star generals whose campaigns are as many as his battlefronts, and whose forces fight in every section of the globe. They fly the hump, they bomb the Ruhr, they strafe the Germans in Italy, and patrol the skies of the world. From the Horn to Hudson's Bay, from Burma to Bermuda, from the Marne to the Marianas, General Henry Harley Arnold's heroes hold the balance of power. Under the command of General Hap Arnold, the USAAF literally flew off the drawing boards into combat. A pioneer in military aviation since 1911, who was better qualified to command our Air Force than General Hap Arnold, as his triumphant leadership has so lavishly proven? As American wings spread over our advancing armies, let us all take this moment to express our deep appreciation to General Arnold and to the men of his command who carry on in memory of those who have found their victories in the brave blue yonder.
We wish to thank Colonel Lance Call, commanding officer, for a wonderful day here at Luke Army Airfield. Be with us again next week when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Don Ameche, Ray Noble, Joan Merrill, and all of us will have as our guest Miss Linda Darnell, and will be coming to you from the Marine Air Corps Depot at Miramar, California. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. Stay tuned to this station for the new Eddie Bracken show that comes on right after station identification. Lynn Barry appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, who are celebrating their 30th anniversary. And she can soon be seen in Captain Eddie. This is Frank Barton speaking from Phoenix, Arizona.
Indeed, airing live at an Arizona military base, that episode of the Charlie McCarthy Show was from March 25th, 1945. I'm Greg Belder from a motion picture leading lady. Up next, we offer up a big screen leading man, as two-time Oscar nominee John Garfield is a special guest on the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. It begins right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ringing of that phone bell means adventure.
Hello?
Hello.
The young man answering the phone is Archie Goodwin.
Yes, this is Nero Wolfe's office.
The mountain of a man in the oversized armchair, staring at Archie with a beady eye, is Nero Wolfe.
Mr. Wolfe is in. Mr. Wolfe is always in. Would he stay in until... He would.
Archie, what on earth?
Boss, she sounds blonde.
Phooey.
Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth is masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet in Radio Spirit's 4-CD collection, Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride. Mystery buffs can learn the logic of this armchair detective extraordinaire as he presides over 8 curious cases.
He's disappeared. It's been 3 days now.
Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride, sells for $15.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $10. Plus, get free shipping.
We've still got a disappearance case, and this one you're not sitting out.
Indeed. And who has disappeared now?
Mary Dunning. Stevens is back, but Mary's gone.
Go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Excuse me, Mr. Wolf.
Yes.
Hold the wire a moment.
Wait, Mr. Stevens.
Come on in. I haven't had a chance yet.
Well, what? No! No!
Get your own copy of Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Kramer's on his way to your place now to pick up young Dowd. Any instructions?
I'd like more company.
Well, the ball game is all wrapped up, isn't it?
I'd still like more company.
Right, Mary and Schwartz?
If you can get them here. And Archie.
Yes?
Get them here.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week, I'm going to tell you about a great way to catch crappie this time of year. I'll share that tip in just a moment.
Whether in the field chasing turkeys, fishing on the lakes, or hitting the field to play ball, springtime fun begins right here at Paducah Academy Sports. It's turkey season, and we have Higgins' new line of turkey decoys on the shelf. And it's spawning season for crappie and bass. From weekend angler to fishing pro, we've got the fishing gear and supplies you need. Paducah Academy Sports, south on James Sanders Boulevard from Highway 60, located just west of Exit 4 on I-24.
A productive way for me to catch crappie as they are moving shallow is to fish a crappie magnet jig under a bobber. Cast it to a good-looking spot, let it sit, no bite, reel it two times, and let it sit again. Crappie can't stand it. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Motion picture leading man John Garfield was a two-time Oscar nominee. His first came for the 1938 drama Four Sisters, and his second came about a decade later, playing a boxer in 1947's Body and Soul. In between those movie roles, he found time to pay a visit to this comedy program, back on the evening of December 28th of 1943.
Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen. Our guest, the Warner Brothers star John Garfield, Jimmy Cash, the Swan Tet, and Felix Mills and his orchestra. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it seems that George was out with the boys last night for a little stag poker game. He's now getting breakfast and a subtle cross-examination from the little woman.
Did you have fun playing poker with the boys, sweetheart?
Yeah. Swell bunch of fellas.
Were the girls pretty?
Girls? There were no girls, sweetheart.
Oh, really, sweetheart?
Of course, sweetheart. What makes you think there were?
You talk in your sleep, sweetheart.
What?
You talk in your sleep. I know all about that fat girl named Kitty.
Fat girl named Kitty?
Yeah, yeah. You said, oh, look at that Kitty. What a pot.
Honey, that's a poker expression. That refers to the chips on the table.
Oh, I see. Were the girls pretty?
Chrissy, for the last time, there were just men in the game. Do you understand?
Yes, dear.
And all we did was play poker.
Yes, dear.
Shame on you for being suspicious.
Yes, dear.
Stop saying yes, dear.
Don't you tell me what to say, George Burns. I'll say what I please. Understand?
Yes, dear.
Every wife has a right to be suspicious.
Yes, dear.
And stop saying yes, dear.
Don't tell me what to say. I'll say what I please. You understand?
Yes, dear.
Oh, stop with that.
Darling, I'm sorry I doubted you. It's just that I'm so unreasonably jealous of you, George. Please don't think I'm silly.
I don't, Gracie.
I know it's hard to understand, but I love you.
I love you, too.
You're mine, and I'll fight to keep you. It's instinct.
All right, dear.
Just like a dog fights to keep a worthless old bone.
All right, now, let's forget it.
Oh, tell me more about the poker game, darling. Who played?
Oh, a bunch of fellas from radio and movies. There was Brian Donlevy and Jack Cayley, Jack Benny. You should have heard Jack Benny scream. He lost about 55 or 60.
Oh, well, I don't blame him.
Well, I lost more than he did. I lost $1.10.
My, that was some game.
Well, we just played for the fun of it, penny ante. But the embarrassing thing was, I didn't have enough money to pay off. I had to write a check.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot to tell you. I changed banks.
Change banks?
Yeah, well, the old bank wasn't keeping our money for us.
What do you mean?
I went in to make a deposit, and as fast as I put money in, the clerk at the next window was handing it out.
Gracie, why didn't you tell me you changed banks? Now, the check is no good. John Garfield will think I'm a... He'll absolutely think I'm a Welsher.
John Garfield? Is that who you gave the bad check to?
Yes.
Oh, George, he'll kill you.
Kill me?
Well, isn't he a gangster?
Gangster? Have you ever met him?
No, I've never even seen him. But I know he's a cold-blooded murderer who robs the very people he works for.
What?
Well, it said right in Luella Parsons' column, John Garfield, Hollywood's number one killer, steals new Warner Brother picture.
Sure. He kills about 30 or 40 people a season.
Oh, you see?
Well, I better hurry to the bank and straighten this out.
Oh, George, don't leave the house without a bodyguard.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, but those gangsters are desperate men.
Hi, folks.
Hello, Bill. Goodbye, Bill.
Gracie, what's the matter with George?
Oh, Bill, they may shoot him.
Why, did he break a leg?
No. He gave a gangster a bad check for $1.10.
Oh, Gracie, is that all you're worried about?
Well, don't laugh. You're just like George. You don't know the code of the underworld, but I do. They'll shoot him and tie weights on him and put him in a barrel of concrete and throw him in the river. And George can't swim.
Oh, I wouldn't worry, Gracie.
But, Bill, you don't know those gangsters.
Oh, yes, I do. A bunch of them tried to hold me up one night.
Oh, what did you do?
Well, quick as a flash, I whipped out my .32.
Gee.
Just happened to be carrying 32 bars of Swan. Well, sir, word must have gotten to the underworld about Swan being four soaps in one, because those gangsters started fighting among themselves and beating each other over the head to see who'd get the soap.
Oh, I saw a crowd of women do the same thing at the market yesterday.
Oh, sure. Everybody fights for Swan, the new white floating soap. They know it's great for your hands and face, wonderful for bathing the baby, and perfect for dishes and light laundry. Four swell soaps in one, a great wartime buy.
Oh, Bill, I don't think you're taking this seriously. I'm worried about George. Well, if anything happened to him, I couldn't go on. I'd do something desperate.
But Gracie, you don't mean you...
Yes, I might.
Oh, no. No, not that. I wouldn't let you, Gracie. I wouldn't let you stop washing the dishes with Swan. Well, gee, Gracie, that'd be awful. Imagine not having Swan's long-lasting suds to help you with the dishes. And what about your hands? Swan is so mild and gentle, you don't have to worry about rough, dishpanny-looking hands.
Oh, all right, Bill. Swan will help keep my hands looking beautiful. But I'm worried about my husband.
Well, Gracie, nothing will make him beautiful.
Bill, maybe that's the killer now, to take George away.
Oh, now, don't be frightened, Gracie. Come in.
Well, greetings, good people. Tis I, Bolingbroke.
Oh, hello, Q-Ball.
Oh, Mr. Bolingbroke, I'm so glad it's you. I thought you were a man coming to take George.
Well, I had hoped to take him for a little. Where is your husband?
Oh, by now he's probably lying in some gutter.
Gadzooks, where did he get the stuff?
No. I mean, a gangster is after him because he welched on a gambling debt. Oh, if you'll help me save him, I'll pay you.
How much?
Money is no object. I'll give you whatever my husband's life is worth.
Well, I can't do it for $2.
Oh, all right, I'll give you $5.
It's a deal.
Gracie, this pool room bum can't help you.
Mind your tongue, Churl. One more word and I shall deal harshly with you.
You're a pool room bum.
That did it. Mr. Goodwin, will you step outside?
Gladly.
Well, that got rid of him. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. I shall arrange an appointment for you with Big Louie. He can save your husband.
Who's Big Louie?
Oh, the king of the underworld. Through my connections at the Billiard Emporium, I happen to know his hideout. Whereabouts?
Oh, wonderful. I'll go and see him right away.
One word of caution, and don't breathe this to a soul. Big Louie has been on the lam for several weeks.
Well, that's nothing to be ashamed of. We haven't been able to get beef for months.
Burned and Ellen will be right back with more right after this short break. You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Whether in the field chasing turkeys, fishing on the lakes, or hitting the field to play ball, springtime fun begins right here at Paducah Academy Sports. It's turkey season, and we have Higdon's new line of turkey decoys on the shelf. And it's spawning season for crappie and bass. From weekend angler to fishing pro, we've got the fishing gear and supplies you need. Paducah Academy Sports, south on James Sanders Boulevard from Highway 60, located just west of Exit 4 on I-24.
A productive way for me to catch crappie as they are moving shallow is to fish a crappie magnet jig under a bobber. Cast it to a good-looking spot, let it sit, no bite, reel it two times, and let it sit again. Crappie can't stand it. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Honey, listen to this. Our dog and our cat both need pet care products, right?
Uh-huh.
And it costs us a small fortune to buy pet care products. There must be a place online that sells them for less.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just found it. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Uh-huh.
The company behind it is Budget Pet Care, known for top quality. And they've got all the brand name products. Frontline, Advantage, Revolution, HeartGuard, Capstar, and more. All at great prices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why should we pay more? SmartClickPetCare.com will help us save, save, save. Honey, are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. But let's hear what the radio announcer has to say.
Right now, get an extra 10% off plus free shipping on your order at SmartClickPetCare.com. SmartClickPetCare.com. Hey, that's a cute dog and cat you have there.
Oh, thanks.
Pay less for quality pet care products. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Welcome back to the Burns and Ellen Show on When Radio Was.
Well, Gracie was told where to find Big Louie, the local gangster chief, and has now reached his headquarters. She plans to enlist his help by pretending to be one of his own kind.
Hello. Are you Big Louie?
Yeah, that's right. Who are you?
I'm Little Gracie.
Little Gracie?
Yeah. I'm married to Short George.
I never heard of him. How'd you get in here anyhow?
Bolingbroke sent me.
Oh, cue ball. Oh, sure, he told me your dame was coming in. What's on your mind?
Well, my husband, Short George, is one of the bunch, see? He's strictly on the up and down, see? He's got himself in a jelly, see?
You mean in a jam?
What jam, jelly? He's in it up to his puss.
What kind of trouble is it?
He got in a poker game and John Garfield took him to the presses.
Wait a minute. You mean there's a guy named John Garfield muscling in on a gambling racket?
Yeah, yeah. He's a regular scare face. The police are trying to pinch him on the hot seat.
I don't like bad boys in my territory. May have to get tough with this Garfield.
Good. You see, Short George gave him a bad check, and I'm afraid Garfield might try to put spots on him.
Come again.
Thanks, but I'm not leaving yet.
I mean, what was it you said Garfield might try to do to your husband?
Knock his bumps off.
Kill him, huh?
Yeah, rub him down.
What do you want me to do?
Well, you might rub Garfield down first.
I think you got something there. I'll fix that chiseler so he won't hurt nobody.
Good. But he's a killer, so be careful. You pack a goat, don't you?
If that's a gat, yeah, I do.
Well, plug him with your little old 440.
My gun ain't a 440.
The price ain't important.
Okay, just leave everything to me. So long, Skate.
Goodbye, Pants.
Well, Gracie is just arriving at John Garfield's house to tell him he better leave George alone now that he has protection. She knocks on the door. The door opens. And there stands John Garfield. Yes?
Hello, little boy.
Huh?
Is your father home?
My father?
Yes, John Garfield.
I'm John Garfield.
Well, you may be junior, but I want senior.
Honest, I'm the only John Garfield who lives here.
Oh, dear. Did the cops take your daddy away?
Look, my father's home is in New York. He makes belts for ladies' dresses. They may not be the best belts, but they're not bad enough to get him arrested.
Poor little fellow. Ashamed to admit your daddy's a crook, huh?
He's not a crook. Well, he's never done one single thing that's illegal.
Oh, please.
Well, I mean it. Why, during Prohibition, he was the only guy in the neighborhood who didn't make gin. All the neighbors had to come up to our house to take a bath.
Now, you're a good little boy trying to protect him. But I happen to know that he was in a poker game last night and won a lot of money from my husband.
So that's it. He sent you up here to try to get the money back. Well, it won't work, Mrs. Benny.
Benny, I'm Mrs. George Burns.
Well, gee, is he that way, too?
Sonny, I wish you wouldn't pretend that you play poker. Anyone can see that you're more the post office type.
Well, Mrs. Burns, I'm considered a very good poker player.
May I give you a little test?
Well, sure.
Do three straights of a kind beat a flush house? Naughty boy, I knew you were only fooling.
Wait, I'll settle this. I've still got your husband's check. Here it is.
Yeah. What? It really is.
Now, do you believe I'm John Garfield?
Well, I guess I'll have to.
What's so funny?
Oh, I can hardly wait to tell all my friends that the John Garfield they think is so tough is really a darling boy who hasn't shaved yet.
Mrs. Burns, I have a very heavy beard.
Really? Oh, I bet the other little kids were jealous when you wore it in Halloween.
Look, I wish you'd cut that out. I'm a tough guy. I'm a menace.
Oh, pooh. You've been seeing too many Humphrey Bogart pictures. Goodbye, Johnny.
I'm sorry to bother you at your office, George, but this is really embarrassing. Your wife is telling everybody I'm a child.
Well, that's funny. This morning, she thought you were a gangster. What changed her mind?
She got a look at me. It always happens. All the women think I look like a kid. It's not fair.
Of course it isn't.
Well, I can no more help looking young than you can help looking the way you do.
I guess so.
It spoils a lot of fun, too. Yesterday, George Raft and Cesar Romero and I were standing on the corner making with the wolf whistles.
Yeah.
Well, Raft got a beautiful blonde, and a blonde, too. Romero got a beautiful brunette.
And you?
I wound up with a red-headed truant officer.
Well, what do you want me to do, John?
Bring Gracie to my house for dinner tonight. I have a plan that will convince Gracie that I really am a menace.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't have to go through all this trouble if you had any control over your wife.
I do have control over her. I happen to be the boss in my house. What I say goes.
Oh, sure. See you tonight. Oh, how about the $1.10 for this bum check?
Can you see me Thursday?
Why Thursday?
That's the day I get my allowance.
See you tonight, boss.
The first half of the Burns and Allen Show with special guest John Garfield, originally broadcast on December 28, 1943. We'll have the rest of that phone line at the beginning of our next show.
Just a few days after that appearance, Garfield would be seen in movie theaters in a war picture that also featured Cary Grant, Alan Hale, and Dane Clark. I'll name that submarine adventure film and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Dan Garrett, Johnny's sheriff's office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
Bob Bailey, Mandel Kramer, and more star as Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Medium Rare Matters. It's regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33.
Ants, get over here fast.
What's the matter?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell. And he's trying to do likewise to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America and paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a 1943 war picture taking place on a U.S. submarine and starring John Garfield, Cary Grant, Dane Clark, and Alan Hale. The answer is Destination Tokyo. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website. It's WhenRadioWas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcement.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.